Hey, folks, it's Nick DiPaolo. I got a brand new podcast, and on it, I cover everything from sports
goal! Goal! Oh, goal!
To politics.
Ein Vorführen durch eigene Arbeit, durch eigenen Fleisch, eigenen Flossleib.
To entertainment.
Good night, until we meet again.
And even stuff I know nothing about, like love. By the way, it's all ungoddamn censored, so join me on the Nick DiPaolo Show. You can find it on iTunes and the Riotcast Network. Don't be a block of ass cheese. Tune in today.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Buddy, what's up? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-381-4500 and join in on the awesome conversation. You can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Don't forget to find us on Facebook and Twitter. We are there. And don't forget to go to iTunes and leave us an awesome review. And subscribe to us and love us. We love you.
That is correct.
That is correct. So what's up?
James over there.
I like gorillas.
I didn't know you were into black eyes.
Goddamn jigaboo.
Oh, Andrew.
How about Andrew's comment last week about the dude that called in?
That was so funny.
You know, and the funny part was is the day after that happened, Die Hard was on. And it was like a minute before. And I left it on just for that scene, just because of what Andrew said about, you know, that dude Ellis in Die Hard. Yeah, and it was just, I was laughing.
That's awesome.
That was funny.
Jan.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Ellis.
John Boy.
Ellis from Philly.
I listened back to, you know, bits and pieces of last week's podcast, and got to say, from a listener standpoint, God, was that a boring fucking 10 minutes.
Was it awkward also?
Yeah, it was real awkward.
It's like, if you're gonna call, I guess maybe you and promote yourself, I mean, you might want to have more to say, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even like, again, like, and I'm really not trying to be an asshole. All I'm saying is this.
Comes natural.
Yeah. All I'm saying is this, just have an agenda and be interesting if you're going to call in, especially if you're doing a podcast
yourself. Well, I mean, his agenda was to get on Riotcast.
I understand that, but that was a pretty flimsy attempt.
That's not going
to
help.
I didn't say he was interesting. I just said he had an agenda.
Yeah, it was lacking. So
it happens.
I thought the awkward silence, too, was pretty. I don't know if it was because he could barely hear us.
Or I mean, he called in and he was like, yeah, you know, we're trying to get, I don't know what how he put it, but he was basically saying, you know, we're.
He was trying to get in touch with Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, our attempt to get on Riotcast. And it's like, yeah, this isn't a good demo tape for you right now, just so you know.
How about new?
And, you know, whatever. But I was listening back to him. I was just like, should I cut this out?
You know? Did you?
No, I left it in. But I was thinking about cutting it out for a second.
Didn't we have conversation after that, though, that made it worth effect?
Well, yeah, that's kind of why I left it in. I mean, I could have cut out the conversation.
Yeah.
But I was just like, you know what, I'll just leave it as is. You know, whatever. Just people can skim through if they need to.
I mean, you left in Marco and his people from a couple weeks ago. So exactly.
I thought that shit was. I was interested with that. I was like,
that shit. Let me tell you something. That shit is for people to do podcasts on their own. I don't know how to fucking do it. I don't know how they do it. They sit there and just. I mean, obviously it's talent, but like Jim Florentine can do it. You know,
right? Jim Florentine.
That shit's fucking tough, man.
Yeah.
You sit there, and, you know, you're not prepared, obviously, but, you know, I'm sure those guys go in.
Bobby Kelly used to do it.
Yeah.
Before he was on Riotcast.
Well, he's semi-talented, too.
He was just turning his iPhone recorder on, and he would just...
He invented podcasting, according to him.
Right, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he invented it.
That shit's hard, man. You know.
I mean, if you have shit to talk about, like, if you basically have, like, an outline to go by and talk about certain, whether it be news or whatever your interests are, you could just basically talk about it. And if you had the luxury of people calling in to debate you, that would be great.
All right, but you know, we don't have.
But if you don't have that, just basically, it's like a fucking script. You're just reading a script, and then you're done. You get off the air,
and it's a rant too. You're just ranting about.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think something important there would be to talk about something that you actually know something about.
Yeah, not politics.
That too, politics. I don't know shit what's going on in over there.
Hey, you always just like government shutdown and money.
Yeah,
and
I don't fucking
money,
know.
And I'm like, what the fuck is even talk? Like, talk about the Flyers or something. You know something about them?
Yeah, but.
Who cares?
My mistake.
I'm just saying, shut you shut everybody else's mic and you go for 10 minutes. That shit's tough, man. That shit is tough.
I can honestly say I wouldn't have done any better if it was you three that left.
Do you want to do it right now?
Do what?
Everybody do 10 minutes by themselves.
Yeah, that's going to be an awesome podcast.
All right, I'll go first, and then I'll go nap for a half
there's
hour.
40 minutes of air time I can cut out of the podcast for next week.
That could be fun. You never know.
If you were okay, so if you were the one that was sitting here, like, remember, Marco had no prep. He had no idea that we were going to do that. We literally just up and left and smoked some tweeds.
Tweeds.
So he had no prep time. There was nothing that he had off the top of his head that he knew he could. So he just went
CNN.
With whatever.
Me and the people.
So
the
people. Now it's
me
you
and my people.
Right now. You have no idea. What are you going to talk about?
Kings of Leon.
I hear that? Hear that sound?
Kings of Leon!
Yep.
What is it?
The four people that listened just tuned out.
Nope!
But that's what I would talk about.
A man who nobody gives a shit about.
But that's what I would do.
And how? What would you say?
I would talk about how they're going to be at the Wells Fargo Center
right.
soon and how... It sounded like Coco.
Wow,
Margaret just Schwartz sounds like a purr.
No, it sounded like rawr.
That I felt the vibration.
I think I shit my pants.
Yeah, I think you better go check yourself.
I think I did, Chris.
Sorry, been building up for a while. Sorry.
The smell? Is it going to come over here?
I don't smell yet, but I'm afraid to.
The fan will give it to you.
What the fuck?
It's not its way.
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit myself again.
Strong enough.
I can smell the candle, too. That's the worst fucking smell.
Smell like
someone shit in the leaves.
Oh, God, Marco. Oh, my God, it's so gobble, gobble.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
I just had a fart that hurt my balls, so I'm kind of out of commission right now.
I can taste it. Is that onion? Onion and ketchup.
Oh my God, I'm gonna fucking go.
I've got a turtle head poking out.
Woo!
I think I just shat myself.
It was a long ride here.
Yeah, it's safe. My eyes are fucking watering.
That was a good one, man.
Oh my God. Oh no, I still smell it. I think it's stuck.
Oh fuck, I need to take a shit.
Ow. Dude, we're in a fucking box in here.
Yeah, Missy was the one who closed the door.
So I wanted warmth, not
you got
smellage.
It.
You got warmth.
You got it.
Yeah. Yeah, Marco's dropping heat.
Blow it out your ass.
Hey, do you want to put lotion underneath your nose? Did I just...
It's like Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh, my God.
Hey, was there a cadaver in here?
It helps slightly.
That was a
Bobby,
that was,
are you okay?
I'm good.
You good, buddy?
And you can't even smell it, or are you just immune
it.
To it?
No, I smelled it. I dealt this, so I smelt it.
Ugh.
Whew, that was a good one.
Although I'm a little upset you leaned that way. So it was coming. It was bouncing off the wall.
It ricocheted off the wall.
It hit
nothing but net.
The magic bullet theory.
Should have went right into the mic. That was a good one.
Oh, God. Vomit.
Oh, like you never fucking queef.
Queefing and farting are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That was pretty rancid.
I feel like it's lingering still.
You might want to open a window there, Chief.
When I go to the bathroom, do you guys hear much shit?
Not on.
Wow. That totally
fucked
everything up, didn't it?
Blaze 5860 says no using chemical weapons.
Seriously, I feel like it's still in the room.
Evil Hatter says you did a Jim Norton.
I have a headache.
Me too. I pushed
fumes from the fumes.
Yes.
Open a window behind.
Ew!
No, then I'm gonna get cold.
Nips. Open it up.
Open them up.
Show the listeners.
Marco. Did you put it on my boobs?
No, it doesn't zoom in.
You moved it, though.
Yeah, because you were halfway in the fucking shot.
Did you put it on my boobs?
There's no way.
Think about that sound bite for a second.
You want the door open? I can open that shit. Get some air in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Open it. Open it. Open it. It's hanging around. I can fucking sense it.
It's hanging around.
Never again will I shut that door.
You can hear everybody breathing, smell it, trying to sniff. It's still there. It's still there. Trust me.
Woo! Yeah.
You guys need a break? You guys need to gather your senses?
Start this. Can you handle it? Can you handle a 10-minute break?
I'm the one to need the break.
Yeah. You need to break yourself out some new underwear.
Trust me, I'm still vibrating. My ass is still vibrating, man.
Whatever this diet that you're on, go back to whatever you were eating.
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, it's Chris.
I really do have a headache. I'm not
Chris,
playing.
Chris, it's fucking, it makes you shit. It's crazy.
So are you, do you have to get cleaned up or anything?
Well, when we're done here, I'm going to use the shower.
You have to wipe the shit off the back of your balls.
That was nasty.
Sorry.
It's all right. Hey, man, shit happens. Unfortunately, it's in your pants right now, but whatever. Well, actually, you know what? I'm glad you did that.
Yeah, why?
Because Missy was actually killing the show with the whole Kings of Leon talk.
Hey, you're the one who said, what would you talk about for 7 minutes?
I mean, but that's, you got to understand something. You can't just talk about, you know, first of all, you're talking about they're going to be at Wells Fargo.
Yeah.
Not everybody who listens to this lives anywhere near Wells Fargo Center. They probably have to look it up to see what the fuck you're talking about.
All you're doing is giving information.
Number two,
I'm very knowledgeable on Kings of Leon, though.
Right, but like you're not including the whole audience. You're just talking about
how do you know what the audience likes? They don't like Kings of Leon?
How do you know that they all like Kings of Leon?
I don't.
Exactly. So why would you take the chance of talking about that if you don't know? Take a poll first.
Isn't that what we do every day? Every week we take a chance.
But if we bring up like a story, a personal story, it's, you know, people are tuning in to hear what we have to say about whatever happens to us. Or if we have a comment about a news story or something, it's news.
Okay.
But I mean, you're talking about a genre of music that
and
people may not like.
That I like, though. And if people are tuning in to hear me and hear what I like,
and
then
I'm telling you that nobody would want to hear that shit.
How do you know? You're impartial because you don't like Kings of Leon.
I don't like you.
I don't like you. Let's bring it. Let's bake this show.
What are we baking? Did you say let's bake this show?
I said let's make this let's make this an argument show.
An argument
Tell
show?
Tell me all the There's qualms you have wrong with me.
I don't have qualms. All I honestly miss, I think you suck. No, I'm just kidding. No, really. I think
you're funny.
She's full of shit. She's like, I think you're funny. Yeah.
She's playing the victim, the nice
fox.
Guy.
Oh my god! Piece of shit.
Yeah, do you think people care about science? But we talk about science and people seem to like that.
Yeah, but Kings of Leon isn't entertaining because you're not making it funny. You're just giving your take on Kings of Leon.
How do you know it wouldn't have went funny, though? How do
there's
you know
no way it would have went funny.
How do you know that?
Because I gave you the spot. I said, start talking about Kings of Leon's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center February 19th.
How do you know I was even going to do that? That's the thing
you
that
just
I was going to say. Yeah,
when
but it's not like I was going to say it like this.
No, I can't do your voice exactly. Okay. Kings of Leon's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center.
I fucking hate you.
You sound like a fucking 80s wrestler. Kings of Leon's going to be at the Wells Fargo Center, brother.
February 19th.
What you going to do when Marco shits his pants all over you?
Plus, it's on my brain right now. That's why.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So that's
because you were talking about before we started the show. We were outside.
And I was singing before we started.
I mean,
you thought it was
surprised. I'm surprised that you didn't. Like, I figured you'd talk about Halloween since it's next week and that's something you're interested in. I'm sure you're going to get dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you're going to go to parties. I figured that'd be something, a direction you'd go. But because you're, you
my
know.
My brain is melted right now.
Right now?
Okay, well.
Only because of that. It's like all my brain. It's starting to, like, it was much worse earlier. So mm-hmm. now it's coming down.
Okay, well, then let's talk about that.
What? Why? You don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
No, I was going to say, let's talk about Halloween and okay. what you're getting dressed up as.
I thought
God.
You were going to talk about Kings of Leon.
That's why I was like, no.
No, I don't want to talk about Kings of Leon. I'd rather go and get baked.
Let's talk about Marco's child and how he's getting dressed up for his very first Halloween, right?
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is
that's a big deal.
Deal.
It's a first Halloween.
Yeah.
Is he going trick-or-treating?
Yeah, he's going to take the car. Yeah. Marco and his girl are going to sit home while the kid takes the car and goes trick-or-treating.
You are.
You take him to the neighbors. That's all.
Take him to the mall.
I want some free fucking candy. Of course I'm taking him.
Take them to the mall.
To the mall.
The mall. All the stores give out candy.
Really?
And then you, boom, done. And you're warm and shit. It's awesome.
It's not a bad, that's a not a bad idea.
That's what I used to work in the mall. We always gave out candy.
So suck a dick!
Yeah!
No, no. You fat, keep you warm.
Chris been waiting all year for this weather just to play that shit. As much as he hates this fucking cold weather, that's the one good thing that came out of it.
Yeah, we're outside smoking. Chris is like going in. I'm like, shit. So, yeah, talk about that. Little Nico.
Yeah, talk about it.
Oh, also, is that still up?
What?
Give out the link.
I don't know what the link is. It's on my personal Facebook. No.
Oh, okay. If anybody's friends with me on Facebook, there's a link to vote for a cute baby. Nico needs some cash. Hook him up.
Yeah, he's going to need the cash. He's going to take the cash. I doubt it.
He's gonna
a kid's
it
not going to see a dime.
It's going towards his Halloween costume.
That kid's not going to see a dime of that fucking money.
Nobody gives a shit.
So what's Nico being for Halloween?
You think anybody really cares?
I don't care.
Exactly.
I mean, she's... I mean, just... Go ahead. Fuck it.
Mike Wazowski.
So what?
Now explain who he is, because I didn't know when you first said it. I was like, why?
A little fucking green eyeball from Monsters, Inc.
Now see, I can understand that. That's cute for a kid. You know, it's something that he's going to eventually be into when he...
I didn't want him to be some fucking generic fucking, like, you know...
Pumpkin
frog
or something.
Frog or pumpkin. Right.
Babies are always pumpkins.
Get him a dog costume.
It's like a stupid fucking costume that you buy from Kmart. No way.
Where'd you buy your costume?
Amazon.com.
Are you going out of something?
Right.
That's where I bought my costume. Amazon.com.
I got my
$50. Did you go to the Jersey Jerks page and click on the link?
Yes, I did, and I spent $150, so we better get some of that money back.
What do you think? We're going to get like 2 cents out of that.
Well, I tried.
Which, by the way, I haven't gotten a check from Rob in months.
So nobody clicks.
I always
support
though.
The show, motherfuckers.
I always do. I always get
find your penis for a dollar.
That was unexpected.
I hate dressing up personally. I don't really.
I got to do it Saturday. Me and my girl, one of her friends is throwing a fucking It's not even a party. We're going to meet at her fucking house, and then we're going to go to in Philly, and we're going to South Street bar crawling.
Cool.
Not really.
On Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday night.
I'll be there.
All right. Well, hit me up, because I know I'm going to want to, like,
take
a break.
I'll be there all day. What time does it start?
I have no idea. I think, like, we're supposed to be there, like, 7.
Yes.
So we're not going to hit the streets till 7. I mean, we're not going to hit the streets at 7. We're meeting at her house at 7. So
yeah, that's
could
fine.
Be like 8:30. I don't know.
I'm going to be in the TLA, but I'll come out and hang out with you afterwards.
Yeah, I'm not. I'll let you know exactly where we're going to be, because I don't really know the area that well.
I know it amazingly well. So okay. Hook me up.
Hate Halloween.
But yeah, like, I'm not really excited about it.
Do you know what you're going to be?
Yeah, I'm just doing real simple. I bought the perfect Halloween costume for fat people.
Oh, no.
It's one of those fucking
bacon suits. It's a big bacon
easy,
suit.
Easy.
It's a cow.
No,
with
it's the kind of thing that takes attention away from you. I got one of those black, like, robes, those cloaks. It just basically covers your whole fucking body.
Okay.
And I got this fucking eerie. It's like a mask you would see in American Horror Story. It's basically the picture of a mask of a baby, like a no wait, listen, it's a porcelain baby, but it's just eyes.
Creepy.
I'll show you a picture of it.
I think I know you're talking about. That's
it is creepy looking. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you, I got it in the mail and I put it on and I'm like, I still look like a fat fucking baby.
Do you look like a fat baby?
Yeah, like it doesn't.
You do?
It doesn't have the creepiness that I was looking for. I wanted to go real, like, eerie.
You made the baby creep face less creepy.
Creeper. Yeah, I made the baby. This was the costume.
Oh God, that's so creepy.
Here, I'll blow up.
I don't give a shit.
It's almost like the Scream thing without the.
Oh God, what's Sarah being?
She's being a witch.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, see, that looks good, like that picture, but that's not what I look like.
What do you look like?
I look
much
like
fatter.
You have to just stand like that, stand creepily like
I
that.
I just look like a fucking hunchback baby. Like, just, it just looks ridiculous. I was telling my girl today, I'm like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the costume. So what
see,
I'm
see, I think you're going about it all wrong. Hmm. If you don't want to do shit like this,
break up with her.
No. You just go out as something that will make her never want to go out with you on Halloween again.
Amen. Good.
Like a Hooters girl.
Like, go out as, like, Superman. But make sure you get the clothes, like, extremely tight.
Like, I have a choice in that matter. They're all going to be extremely tight.
Or go out as, like, a fat ninja or something.
She wouldn't
care. Oh, my God, Tommy Boy.
She wouldn't care.
If you just look disgusting with your fucking belly button hanging out the bottom of the
She wouldn't care.
There's no fucking way.
Come on, she wouldn't care.
You're going out with her friends, right?
Yeah.
She would care.
She wouldn't care.
She would care.
She wouldn't care. She just wouldn't stand next to me all night. She wouldn't care.
She'd think twice.
She'd be telling people, that fat guy's been following me all night.
It's going to be cold. I could be stark naked. My penis will be inside my body. And she still wouldn't care. She'd just be like, that's my dumb, big, fat boyfriend.
Aww. Marco, are you getting dressed up as another monster?
Actually, you know what? You're right. If I really want her to, you're right, I should do that. Now that I think about it. Because she'll say she don't care, but I know she will.
Of course she will.
Because she'd be embarrassed to no end if I was.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but it's Halloween. Everybody gets dressed up.
I mean, the only way it could be worse is if I literally shit in my hand at one point during the night and wiped it all over my chest.
That could be a costume.
That could also be a deal breaker between the two of us.
I think you should dress a baby Yui. A big diaper.
Nah.
Do we call it?
I'll be honest with you. I think I have a little bit more self. I don't know.
Pride.
Yeah, dignity. I still have a little bit of dignity left. I'm not ready to go to that all time low. That's like when you have nothing else to live for, and you're just like, you know what? I'm done with women. This will ice it. I'll never see another woman again. I don't want nothing to do with that.
I think Chris is right, though, man. That's a good idea.
Well, I mean, this costume's not exactly flattering either.
You're going to be hot as shit in it.
No, I won't. We're going to be outside.
Oh, it's outside?
I mean, we're walking.
Well, they're going to be jumping from bar
walking.
To bar.
Huh? What's that?
I said you're going to be jumping from bar to bar.
Yeah. It's very light fabric. It's not like, I mean...
It's like polyester, right?
I'm probably going to wear shorts and a t-shirt underneath. I'll be fine.
You'll probably be cold.
I don't care.
All right. You like the weather, so you're going to enjoy it.
I wear shorts for work, so I'm fine.
I'm not going to somebody's birthday party because it's a Halloween dress-up party.
So you're not getting dressed up at all?
No.
But your kid...
I have a hat. It's like a... Sully. You know Sully, the big
yeah.
guy? Yeah. I have his hat just okay. to kind of walk around.
And then him. Is your wife being another
the little,
character?
The little...
I had a feeling that you were going that route.
The little... It's just a hat.
That's
it's not
cute.
Really dressing up.
It's
I don't,
cute.
I don't, I'm not a big Halloween dress up.
No, but it's the first Halloween. So
I used to like good. It. Don't get me
yeah,
wrong.
I love Halloween.
I used to like it. I used to have lots of fun for Halloween. Always get dressed up in something. You know what I wanted to do? At Home Depot, they sell the fucking hazmat suit. I was going to be Walter
yeah.
White. But even then, I was like, who... No
so many people are going to be that.
But yeah. that's my point. And not only that, when was Walter White ever fat? He had cancer. He lost weight.
So what? That would you wouldn't just because you're
I'll
not
be
into
Walrus
same
White.
Size.
Get me Pinkman. instead of making it's Walrus White. Instead of making the Hindenburg instead of Heisenberg. Instead of making fucking whatever crystal meth, I'll be walking around with a tray of fucking candy just eating it all night. Like I don't know. Jolly Ranchers. Whatever. But yeah, it's just like if I'm gonna dress up for Halloween, I gotta pull it off. You know?
Why don't you be Wilfred?
I'm not spending $100 on that fucking costume.
But you almost got it for 1 year.
Yeah, I got it, and it was ripped. I had to send it back and didn't have any more in stock. So I was like, well, I'm fucked out of that one. So
you could have been it for years, though.
You know what? I'm not a big fan of that either. I don't like being the same thing every year.
Oh, you have much spirit.
You have mad spirit, yo.
Spirit you
I
have,
said,
yes.
I said much spirit, not mad spirit.
Much spirit you have.
Whatever.
All right, you Halloween Yoda.
I love Halloween.
And I was going to do the Sons of Anarchy again because I didn't do it last year, but I think my brother... I can't find the fucking jacket that I made. I can't find it. I think my brother has it. I don't know. I can't. Yeah, it's gone. No, I don't think he ganked it. I probably gave it to him. Just don't remember. But either that or it's someone ganked it because I don't know where the fuck it is. So that's out.
Just find somebody else who wears a 3x XL jacket, and you'll solve.
That's
the
hard
mystery.
To find, man. It's hard to find a person who has a 3x XL fucking leather vest. Yeah, so I'm just like, fuck it. This was simple. It was cheap. Altogether, I spent like $20.
Sweet Ted.
I'm not spending all that money on that fucking costume. It's ridiculous.
That would be cool.
Should have been a Jedi.
Should have been Yoda.
Easy. It's a robe, a sword, or a
fat Jedi.
Yeah,
doesn't
all.
Make sense.
You could have been a fat ninja, though, and then that would just be like Beverly Hills Ninja.
I'm not supposed to go in on this, miss.
I don't think you're fat.
Oh, fuck off.
What, are you blind?
Yeah, right.
Time to update your glasses.
Whatever. I don't look at people and judge them based on their weight. Ever.
Were you the little fat boy?
No, I'm not being a fat Jedi. Okay? I'm not going to be Qui-Gon Chins.
You could have been Beverly Hills Ninja, though. And that would have been cool.
She's stuck on that.
I don't want to be a fat ninja. I don't want to be. First
but
of all,
he was so funny, and then you could act like
I'm
him
not
all
Chris
night.
Farley.
But you could he's, act like Chris Farley.
But he's the smart one. He died. He killed himself. I haven't yet.
Womp. It's got dark.
I mean, shit. I could be the fucking what's his name? The motivational speaker too. I won't have to buy anything. The one from Saturday Night Live. Live in a van down by a river.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No, because then everybody's going to hear your impersonation all night.
No.
Could have been Jabba.
No, see, you're if you're fat, your Halloween costumes are limited.
Someone else was just telling me this the other
it's
day.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. If you want to be comfortable and you want to, like at least when I was doing the Sons of Anarchy thing, I'm fat, I could be like Bobby Elvis. He's
right,
fat.
Right.
He's a mess. You know, I'm taller than him, though. Fuck him. You know, but like it's not.
You could have been Tony Soprano.
No. A zombie Soprano.
No, you just wear a suit.
God, no, this is so uncomfortable. Again, I'm fat. I don't like suits. Suits don't like me either. I just don't. If you're gonna do something for Halloween, you should be at least comfortable. You know, like somewhat comfortable.
I'm not gonna
like,
be
you know what would have been cool when we were talking last week about Seven? It would have kind of been cool to be that Kevin Spacey character at the end with the orange jumpsuit.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Yeah, but
again,
you're not
I can't
that
pull
character.
That off.
You just look like a fat guy in an orange jumpsuit.
But that's what I mean.
It could be anybody.
But that's what I'm saying. But if you were in the right shape, you could kind of make yourself. You can put the glasses on. You can put the tape on your fingertips. You could kind of talk like them. And it's like, you know, I can't even pull that off. You know,
we got some ideas for you coming to the chat.
Yeah, go ahead, hit
you
me
can
up.
Carry around Gwyneth Paltrow's head in a box.
One of them dress up as a marshmallow.
No.
Okay. How about Peter Griffin?
No.
That would have been
green
cool.
Jeans and
yeah. No. I am not going to put my fat on display like I'm selling it. All right.
Shave your head and go as Robert Kelly.
That's funny. Go fuck yourself, dude. You know what, dude? No, I don't want to do that because... Because
nobody will know who the fuck you are.
Well, that's number one, and plus, I don't want to upstage him because I'm funnier. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I know. I was thinking about, you know, Ghostbusters. I was like, that'd be kind of cool, get the Ghostbusters suit. And then they look at the picture for the fat Ghostbuster suit, and the guy looks ridiculous. I'm like, I'm not going out like that. Fuck him. You know? It just, you know, but they had the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and I'm like, yeah, that's really embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want that kind of negative attention.
Like, if you're like a thin girl, you do that to be like slutty or whatever. Like, look, I'm the Stay
Puft Marshmallow Man?
Yeah, they probably have a slutty version of that.
Well, they had a slutty version of the Ghostbusters uniform.
Yeah, I saw that before.
Which would have been cool if she got that and I was wearing the regular one, but I'd look like a fucking gas station attendant from the South.
That would have been cool if she was that and you were Marshmallow Man.
Well, they had a Slimer costume.
Oh, that would have been cool.
And it's like a blow up. It's an inflatable costume, but your fucking legs stick out the bottom. And I'm
that's
just like
weird.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like
bumping into people.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know. Yeah. So I'm saying my options are
that
limited.
That sucks. I never really thought about that.
See, you don't have that problem. You're not a fat guy.
I'm not a fat guy.
No. So you're fine. I mean, you can find things that, you know, no matter what, you'll love to wear them, and you'll wear them because you may be able to pull them off, or even because your spirit's good about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. I'm trying to hide. Like, I want to be like the original Karate Kid, like by the shower curtain.
Aww.
Just walk around like that, you know? Just not be seen, you know? Just sit there and say, I went. I did what my girlfriend wanted to do because I don't want to fucking do it. And then, you know, chalk it up as a win. I did my part.
How about the penguin? You look awesome in a fat little guy tuxedo.
No.
How about Frankenstein? They're coming in now.
Are they? No.
Here's what I think you should be.
Mm. Who dares into my den?
Playful secrets. Now give me a rim job.
Curly from the Three Stooges.
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about maybe buzzing my head down and doing that. Like
that's Joe Falchetti.
Yeah, that was an actual thought. I was sitting there, I'm like, but again, I'm the only fucking stooge there. Like, it'd be kind of cool if there was somebody there.
Other,
you know,
stooges.
Right.
And then your girl could have been like Mao or something.
Well, understand something, though. See, my girl's not like you in the sense that, no, hear me out. See, you think of Halloween as incredibly fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And she does, too. I don't want to take that away from her. But my girl will not wear something that isn't sexy.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying – it's nothing bad against you. Like, if you think you found a fun costume and it's not something that's sexy, you'll wear it because it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
My girlfriend won't do it.
Okay.
My girlfriend has to be...
She wants to look really good.
Yes. Okay. Like, for her, it's like a fashion show.
And that makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
No,
and that's what I hate.
Girls, so I get where
and,
she's
and her
from.
Friends, yeah. her dopey friends are all the same.
Oh, yeah. Most girls
right.
are.
Huh?
Most girls are, if you
right.
look around.
Like, she's
going to
be like a sexy witch, which I don't have a problem with. That's fine.
Sexy witch is
but
hot.
I can never do, like, last 2 years, she's been bugging me to be Super Mario. And I don't want to do it because I tried the costume one. Check this out. I tried the costume one and it's too short, even the largest one they have.
Yeah.
So my fucking nuts and dick are on one side of the pant leg and it looks like I'm smuggling like fruit. You know what I mean? Because she has the sexy Maria.
Luigi?
No, Luigi. No, Maria. It's Super Maria.
The princess?
Yeah. No, it's Super Maria. It's supposed to be like Mario, but it's Maria. It's the same red and blue, but it's like short shorts. And all that stupid shit.
Look like a Puerto Rican whore.
Right. So, because she has the costume already in her possession, she wants me to go with Super Mario or Luigi, whichever one. And I'm like, no. Because I'm like, it's not fair. You know you look good. you're going to look good. That's your whole premise of Halloween, is to look good in a fucking costume, and I got to be your fucking, you know, your ogre that walks around with you. And it's like, I might as well be Shrek, and you could be Fiona before she became fat and ugly, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to do that.
No, I get that.
You know, so it's like, you do, and she won't be, she won't do the Super Mario thing because she just, you know, whatever. It's because I won't do the other, you know, and I'm like, look, I'm already going to this thing I don't want to go to every fucking year. And, you know, then let me be something I'm actually comfortable in. You know, and for her, it's all about the way she looks in it.
Yeah.
It's not about the actual Halloween.
Did you see the costume yet?
No.
It's probably awesome.
Jarrett from Subway before.
That's good. I like that. That's good. At least have something to eat while we're running around.
Winnie the Pooh.
Fuck you.
Bam Bam Bigelow. Godzilla.
No.
Alan from The Hangover.
No.
Somebody just said Shrek, but you said it. How about Donkey?
See, and that's, and here's the other thing. I don't know if you guys are with me on this, but at my age, I don't want to sit there and put on, spend hours putting on makeup and...
Nah, fuck all that.
It's either a mask or an article of clothing, and I'm done. No fucking makeup, no fucking, you know, whatever, accessories that you need to, like, apply. I just don't have the fucking time or the patience for that.
Oh, I'm ready. I got so much stuff.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
much
really
makeup,
care
so
less.
Much eyelashes.
What are you paying?
Alex from A Clockwork Orange.
See,
I'm being a guy.
But that's a cool fucking... But see, that's what I'm saying now. See, your spirit... Your spirit is like... Your Halloween spirit's like through the roof. Because
yeah,
you'll
so
do... You'll do anything if it's interesting. Like, and that's interesting because you'll get a lot of people looking.
You think
know?
So?
Absolutely. That's a fucking classic fucking
My boobs
character.
Look fake in them, too.
So what?
So that's probably not going to help this itch.
And I honestly think you should entertain the idea in the future of being Peg Bundy.
I'm absolutely going to be
Peg Bundy.
I
think you would rock as Peg Bundy.
I would be so awesome as mm-hmm. Peg Bundy.
Yeah.
So next year I'm going to be that. And I would have gotten it this year, but...
You get Jesus to be Al.
I would love that. But he would have to have shave all of his hair.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
So, I mean, Halloween, even now as an adult, to still get pressure from it. It
I love it. I love Halloween.
Nah. Nope.
And I don't like when people fucking come up to you like, what are you supposed to be? You know, and honestly, my first reaction is like, go fuck your mother.
Yeah. I'm
fuck
not
you.
Talking to you. Fuck
what
it out
of
here. What
the fuck are you?
I'm here with these group of people that want to do this shit, all right? I'm here reluctantly. I don't want to fucking do this. I'm here because I have to be here.
Just like, I remember people would come to costume parties and they'd be like, you have to get dressed up. And people would come in their regular clothes and they'd be like, what the fuck are you supposed to be? And they're like, a sociopath.
Like, see, if it's a house party, I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with that. If it's a house party, I get it. That's fine. It's a lot more comfortable because technically you really don't have to have the fucking costume on all night.
Yeah. I told Jesus to do this. I told him to make a sign on like a cardboard or something that says nudist on strike. I saw it on BuzzFeed. Yeah, but it's for somebody who doesn't really want to get dressed up. Do you know what I mean?
I understand. I mean,
but
I understand
without,
how he
like,
feels, but that's honestly copping it out, though. That's copping
it
out.
Oh, it totally is.
And at that point, it's like, don't even go. Really. If you're going to make a sign, don't even go. Honestly, what's the point of going?
Well, when people are like, you have to get dressed up.
Well, then
you
don't go.
Go to the party.
Yeah, that's the
then don't go
I'm
to the
right
party.
Now.
But you want to go to the party and have fun.
Then don't get dressed up. Then, fuck it. Who cares?
Then
just go to the party.
Then
no,
they
tell you you have to dress up.
All he has to do is get a fucking flannel, put on a hockey mask, go to the party, take the hockey mask off, and he's normal.
Oh, my God. He did this thing one year where all he did was wear sunglasses, and people were like, what are you? And he's like, the Unabomber.
There you go.
And I was like, fuck, that's creative.
You weirdo fuck.
it's such bullshit. And I know my girl's probably listening to this, and she's probably going to give me an earful of shit tomorrow.
Hey, you're being the big, scary baby, so you'll be fine.
Yeah, I was actually inspired by, like, American Horror Story / Eyes Wide Shut.
Have you been watching American Horror Story?
No, I haven't seen it yet this season.
Got real weird last night.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to ruin it for you.
Did it get gay?
It didn't get gay. Okay. It just got really weird. Like, weird to the point where I was like, I don't know if I should watch this anymore. It's still really good.
What do you mean weird? Like, were they chopping up kids?
I really don't want to give it away.
All right.
But it, just trust me, it got really fucking weird last night.
Okay. But that's what I got inspired by. Like, I wanted to be something creepy.
Yeah, that's
I figure wear a cloak and that creepy fucking
mask. You
should
have been Michael Myers. He's like the creepiest to me.
I still have a Friday the 13th mask with the whole head. Not just the mask. It's the whole head. It's the head that's burnt and shit with a little bit of hair.
Oh, that's cool.
And a fucking axe wound in the head and whatever. Pussy on your head.
So, but you don't want to be the same thing for Halloween ever, right? Or is it just 2 years in a row?
No.
Because you were already that before, so what do you
Well, that was years ago. Oh, okay. I just found it. You know, I had already gotten the other costume.
You would have been a good Michael Myers, though. Did you wear a jumpsuit?
Fat Michael Myers. Yeah, I would have been a good anything.
You have to add fat before everything.
Fat has to be, fat has to be in a picture.
Oh, my God, you could have been Fat Albert. I did blackface. That's so
Bobber.
Racist.
I really, really don't think I'd ever do that.
No, that would be terrible.
That would be terrible. Hey.
Somebody said you should be the planet Earth.
Aw. A Tusami.
A Tusami, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that kind of shit's no fun.
Yeah, that isn't any fun.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what costume was funny, though? I saw an apron, and it said something like, I don't know, it was House of Meatballs, and attached to the fucking apron is a plate with a sausage and two big meatballs and a plate of spaghetti, and you hold it up and it looks like cock and balls. And I was like, you know, I could just buy that, put that on, and I'm done. You know what I mean? Walk around with a big cock and balls.
Just
like
get
in a plate.
Like a shoebox and do dick in a box.
They actually have that.
Do they really?
You can get that for like $10. You just strap that bitch on around your waist and boom, dick in a box.
Nice.
I don't have a box big enough for me, though. Well, no, not because of my dick, because I want to put sandwiches in there.
Sandwiches.
Make it a cooler.
My sandwich in a box. Yeah, make it a cooler. Dick in a cooler.
Can you imagine him in a bar, opening the box, taking out a sandwich, taking a quick bite, putting it in? Like,
excuse me, sir.
We have food here, you know. Hey, I don't want to buy it.
I bought my own. Thank you.
Pull out a fucking, if I'm going to be in South Street, I'll pull out a fucking gym steak out of the cooler. You're like,
you are a disgusting slob!
How many people are going on the bar?
I don't know. Not that many people. It's like, I don't know, under 10, I would assume.
Oh, cool.
Somewhere, something like that.
That's cool. I didn't even know there was a bar crawl going on.
It's not
you guys are just doing it.
Yeah, it's one of her friend's ideas. Uh-huh. She lives there.
There's awesome bars on South Street. It'll be fun. There is. There's some really good ones.
Whatever.
My favorite bar isn't there anymore, but all the other ones are good.
What, Tent City? No, I don't really care. First of all, everything's fucking overpriced down there. It's
not
ridiculous.
Too bad.
And if I want the special, it's hipster shit, and I don't
PBR.
Want it. Yeah, I don't like it. It's disgusting. I don't want it.
Put a lime in it. It's fine.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
An orange in it.
I got to put fruit in my fucking beer.
Well, that's horseshit. What do you want? Craft beer?
There's I don't want craft beer either.
There's craft beer
you want an
on
IPA?
There?
But a Miller Lite is like $6 in these fucking bars.
Not on South Street. Not if you go to the right places.
On that night, it will be because everyone and their mother's going to be out because fucking Halloween falls on a Thursday this year. And no one's going to do it the Saturday after Halloween.
Oh, you're going to You're going on
Saturday. Saturday.
Okay. Yeah, but it'll be fine. I wouldn't worry too much about it.
I'm just going to get high before I leave.
There you go.
I'm going to go outside.
What did I do to you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go outside, roll a joint.
Monster.
I have a joint in my cigarette box. Just fucking smoke up. Whole thing. I'm going to be blitzed. I'll probably just wander off of myself. You'll see this big, fat fucking baby walking the streets by himself. In a cloak. Turn around with the white mask.
I want to see you guys hanging out. I want to meet your woman, too. I'm excited.
Yeah. She'll be excited, too. I won't be.
Stay for a while.
I won't be. I'll just be like, I want to go home.
When they go away, fat man.
You know what the good thing is, though? One thing I'm looking, I was saying this to her last night. She, like, hates me for this shit. Because I'm such a vindictive prick. But, you know, all these girls are going to be wearing, like, outfits or fucking their pussies will be hanging out, basically.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to freeze Saturday.
Oh,
it's supposed
yeah.
to be, like, 37. I'm going to be fucking great, you know? I'll probably be like, woo! Like, you know, whatever.
Just to be an asshole, you should try to bar hop more often. Like, go in every bar for a drink so they have to be outside longer.
Yeah, let's just go somewhere else.
This place sucks. Let's get out of here.
And they're all going to be wearing heels. Their feet will be blistered. Their pussy lips will be frozen. And I'll be laughing my fucking balls off and be like, this is what you guys
are
want.
Are you going with a bunch of girls?
Mostly girls.
It's you're going be like to be stuck in a bar that you're going to wind up hating probably because it's going to be too cold to go outside.
Not for me. I'll be outside. You're I'll be waving like- to everybody with big fat baby waving.
Deuces.
Hey. Creepy baby.
I should have brought the mask tonight so you could take a look at it.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw it and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. And I got this thing that you put over your face and head, and it's like nobody can see your face. You can see out of it. It's all black, so it matches the robe. So you put the mask over it, you could see, but nobody can see anything but the mask and the robe. So there's no skin showing whatsoever.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, that's what I mean. I was going for that eerie, creepy shit.
You're going to have to keep taking it off to drink a beer?
All I'm going to do is lift the phone. Once I get there, I'm going to fucking put it wear like a do-rag. The fuck do I care? I'll be like, hey, what's up, man?
I'm a baby. What's up?
I'm a baby, motherfucker. So, and then, like, if we don't do a show Thursday, which, by the way, everybody, we're probably not going to do a show on Halloween. But if you and I don't do a show, which I'm assuming we're not, I'm probably going to go over a house and probably going to hand out candy to all the fucking ghetto kids that come around.
In the baby costume?
Oh, if I wear, you know what, if I wear that costume, I'm going to put a fucking stool outside and I'm going to put like straw hanging out of my fucking robe and shit.
And just sit
there. I'm going to scare all the shitty costume kids away.
Just wear a pillowcase.
Like burning, Jason's mom.
You little, racist motherfucker.
A little burning cross in the front lawn.
No, oh, but seriously, God. No, you know what? That pisses me off, and that always pissed me off. Even when I was younger.
The motherfuckers that don't dress up?
Yeah, they get a fucking, one of those $2 masks with the string. That shit's made of fucking toilet paper.
Yeah.
They put it over their face. They got a hoodie on. Trick or treat. Who are you supposed to be? Spider-Man, motherfucker. You, all you got is the mask. You got nothing else, not even remotely the same color as his uniform or his fucking outfit, you know. And I can see your hands; they're black. You ain't Peter Parker.
What, like Peter Johnson?
Jamal Parker?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Raekwon Parker.
The
South Carolina. But that's what I mean. Like, I hate that laziness. It really is laziness. It's like, don't fucking, you know, just. You take the mask off, wear hood.
Is it laziness or is it being
you're
broke
Trayvon
as
Martin.
Fuck?
There you go. Boom. Done.
They might be broke as fuck.
But did you hear what I said? Take the mask off, put the hood on, Trayvon Martin. Boom. Halloween costume.
Some Skittles.
You get shot, but instead of candy.
Get a hoodie you don't like, put a rip in it, put blood around it. Perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know.
A lot of them used to come around and they're like, they're middle school, high school football jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Come on, man.
He's a football player.
I'm my brother.
Stop it.
I'm my
brother. Well, then you were me throughout the high school. You had my fucking jersey all 4 years. Marco was using my jersey for gym.
55.
It's gay.
Yeah, in retrospect, now if you look at it, it is a little gay. Yeah.
I need a gym shirt.
So you're going to make fun of kids for not going out and buying a Halloween costume, but you wouldn't buy a fucking $4 maroon
shirt. Yeah.
That's why everybody confused.
You're fairy.
You're late to practice.
Fucking faggot.
Here's an idea.
Uh-oh.
If you're going with a bunch of girls from Joe, if you're going with a bunch of girls, you should have been Hef and they could all have been bunnies.
They wouldn't have gone for that.
No, of course not.
Nobody
Why,
wants
that's
to be with
the
a,
sexiest costume.
Nobody wants to be with a fat Hef.
Hefty.
No, I'd be
Hugh Hefty.
No, Hugh Heffer.
Oh my God, you could have been Doug Heffernan.
I can't wear my uniform. I can't wear a uniform, that uniform out.
No?
No. Not that I want to mention it, but
yeah,
can't. it's
they have God to forbid, sell dog.
God
dog
forbid I got co- fucking drunk out of my mind, got into a fight.
Yeah, but they probably sell those costs. They sell whatever he works for.
They could. I just don't. You know, I can go to an Army Navy store and buy those colors as green.
Ah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm good. I do that shit every fucking day. You think I want to do that costume? Nah.
I like the creepy baby.
Well, it's not, again, I'm not trying to be a creepy baby.
I know.
It's just a creepy baby mask on a creepy guy. So.
Chris, you're not doing anything?
I don't think so.
I was kind of hoping you'd throw a fucking Halloween party so I can get out of that bullshit. I really was. I was like, man, I wish Chris would throw a fucking Halloween party.
Where are you going now?
No.
No, I still got a while to go fixing up the house before I throw a party.
Wow.
See, and I think now is the perfect time because you got nothing around. You just move everything up against the wall. Boom, big open floor. You don't have to worry about shit getting ruined.
When I do have a party, I'm probably going to move like
a lot of this shit. Yeah, but we're adults now. What are we going to ruin?
Adults still get out of control.
Do they?
Because they don't get out as much, so they act fucking stupid.
Well, not just that. I mean, just people still... They'll either drink more than they're supposed to.
Yeah, we're going
to
fuck shit up.
I don't know. I don't hang out with adults.
What are you talking about? A couple times we hung out with you, you got out of control.
I wasn't an adult.
You wanted to fight everybody.
I wasn't an adult.
Fuck these people. Let's fuck them up.
I was not an adult then.
Missy was like fucking, what's his name, from Roadhouse. She wanted to fight everybody.
Oh, my God.
Dalton.
Blasphemy.
How you doing there, amigo?
There you go. You should have been Dalton from Roadhouse.
I'll be the fat guy that worked with him. Who had his fucking bottom of his gut inside of his pants. Who does that? Besides, like, I could be Pat from SNL.
Ew, no. No.
You should have been the creep that shot up the movie theater.
That's what I wanted to be more than anything. I wanted to shave my head. I found all the fucking costume pieces to be Bane.
That and I wanted
Sarah to be Catwoman.
Awesome.
But it cost a fortune for that costume.
Catwoman?
No, Bane. The mask is like $80, and it's a legit mask. It's not the cheapy one.
So it looks just like your voice and stuff.
Not, well, you can put a voice changer in there, but I wouldn't even care about that. I just do.
You can do the voice good.
No, it's not even that. I would just do it because I'm going to talk like myself most of the night. You know, I'm not going to sit there and fucking talk like Bane for fucking 5 hours.
That's the point of Halloween.
I need another beer, please.
That's like, the point. You're just, not
that's
supposed
what you
to
should
break
be doing.
Character.
You can't break character.
You're not supposed to break character.
But if I'm trying that's to talk ridiculous. To somebody that I'm
oh, my God, you never
no,
do
no.
that.
No, no. If you're doing it to someone who just comes up and says, hey, that's an awesome costume, I'd be like, thank you, you know.
Yeah.
But if I'm talking to, like, my friends, I'm just going to talk like me because they, you know, we're talking about whatever.
But it makes it so much more
shut
fun.
Up, you whore. No, I'm just kidding.
What the fuck is
I'm just kidding. I'm just,
I am being, like, a crazy murdering rapist person. And
yeah,
I'm,
but that's not a big change for you.
Then I'm gonna act like him all night. I'm going to act
that's
like
fine.
Him all night.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is at some point, if you're talking to your friends, you don't have to put up the act.
No, well, you don't have to, but it's fun.
You could do it with other people that you don't see.
But it's fun to do it with your friends,
no,
and then your
right.
friends
because
do it
after
back.
A while, that would annoy the shit out of everybody.
But it would annoy me.
No,
it would annoy me
so
to have to
fun.
Do that all night.
But the goal is getting out of ever having to do this again, right?
Oh, no. That's not going to annoy anyone to that point where I won't have to come anymore.
I don't know about
no,
that.
No, dude, you're
you
totally out
of it. If you complain about it like you're complaining about it now, then you'll be fine.
Huh?
Then nobody will ever want you to come out because they'll be like, oh, don't bring Fabio. All he does is complain.
I don't complain when I'm out. I'm complaining now. When I'm out, I put on
I'm
the fucking...
I'm telling you to complain yeah. like you are now if you want to get out of it. Complain.
Honestly, yeah. I could just not go.
You really
but
could.
If
you're
I
a
don't,
good man.
If I don't go, then I'm going to hear shit, or I'm just going to get an attitude, and
well,
I don't want
nice
it.
Well, it's nice that you're doing this for
yourself. Exactly, but that's the whole point, though. It's give and take. I don't want to do it. I got to, you know, I'm doing it for her.
She probably has to do things all the time for you.
Yeah, she has to sleep with me.
That takes a lot.
It does. I mean, I owe her that, you know? I mean, I could
maybe
bitch about
I
it
I want to have sex with a fat guy right now. I bet you taste like Mountain Dew and Starburst.
Ew. Oh, that's awesome.
Ew.
play with those balls. Swirl around your mouthpiece.
That would actually be kind of funny, having sex as Bane.
That would be awesome.
Because there's no way we either one of us could keep a straight face.
Hell no. If you could, you have serious problems, like mental problems.
Run your tongue on my tongue. I'm going to lick your starfish now.
Oh, my God.
Tickle the balloon knot. I'm going to come. Now you have my permission to wipe it off.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck? Holy shit.
Good times.
Well, at least you got something to look forward to, because December's ugly sweater party.
There is no ugly sweater party.
Oh, no. There is none this
I'm
year?
Never going to that shit again.
God.
I'm never going to that shit again, and I already said why. Because when I got there, I was the only motherfucker with an ugly sweater on.
Take that sweater off. You look like a little fag.
I'm not falling for that shit.
Not falling for the banana in the tailpipe, Marco.
No, don't do it.
No, man, that shit's done. Fuck that shit. Mm-mm.
You'll go.
No, I won't. No, it's already written in stone. She knows that ain't never happening again.
Not with a sweater on. You'll go.
I have to go to her work Christmas party, which is fine. But now she tells me that they're doing a theme. So I'm like, oh,
come on! You can't just have a regular fucking party.
No, get this—a country Christmas.
Fuck that.
So, and I'm like, what is that exactly? Like,
wear a cowboy hat?
Well, no, it's like, yeah, it's like country that. Cunt. Culture, what?
Cunt
Christmas. Yeah, that culture mixed with Christmas. So I'm like, I don't get it. Like, you
know, have to bring your sister and fuck her in the back room.
Thankfully, I don't have a sister. You know, and I'm just like, why can't it just like last year? I went, you know, everybody was just dressed nice, and I was fine.
Yeah,
you know, you wear dress shirt, whatever, pants,
tie,
whatever. Right, yeah. Exactly. That's fine. I have no problems with that. But now it's like
Bob wears a clip on.
Dude, now, cowboy hats are expensive.
I'm not buying a fucking cowboy.
You can buy one of those ties that have beads on them or whatever the fuck.
I'm not doing that shit.
You're not gonna.
Are you gonna wear
a flannel and jeans?
Wear flannel.
I'm wearing jeans. Okay. I'm wearing jeans, and I'll wear like a button shirt.
Like a flannel one?
I'm not wearing flannel. Actually,
how
you know
will
what?
You
that's
be country,
not a bad
then?
Idea.
Yeah. Okay.
You can get
I'll
away
be grunge. Grunge Christmas.
No, you have to tuck it in to be country.
No, no. No, I'm not tucking nothing in. No way. That's like tucking my dick and balls between my legs. It's not happening. I'm not Buffalo Billing it for anyone.
I'm a homo.
I'd fuck me.
Are you going to get cowboy boots?
No. No. You'll never catch me wearing cowboy boots. They're the gayest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
They're like the manliest thing.
No, though. They're not. How the fuck does a guy's foot fit in a point?
I don't know.
Exactly. It's bullshit. They cut their fucking big toe and pinky toe off to get their foot in there. I'm not doing it. No, seriously, they're the gayest fucking boots I've ever seen.
Yeah, they don't look good on men.
It's just stupid looking. Yeah. I don't like anything about the cowboy boot. I'll wear work boots or something.
A country Christmas is so bizarre.
I'm doing grunge.
Do
I'm
going to go grunge,
yeah.
Wear some Chucks.
Yeah, yeah. Like ripped fucking
ripped
cargo
jeans
pants,
with
cargo
like
jeans.
Flannel,
yeah.
Pajamas on underneath.
There's this one going out to Missy.
I have no intentions of following these rules.
That's horrible.
Country Christmas is kind of lame.
It is lame.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't you just go dressed up nice?
You know, it's the one time where you're like, oh, you know, everyone just dresses up because it's a holiday.
Yeah, right. And you look your best.
You get off scot-free. You don't even have, it's not like you have to wear a suit, but it's not like you know, you can wear like sweatpants.
No. But you just look really, you look nice.
You just presentable, right. And it can't even go that way. It's like, great.
Like if you were going to a wedding.
So what I'm
like going to
do is, I'm going to walk in there with a fucking handkerchief over my mouth and nose. I'm going to rob everybody in the motherfucker.
Oh my God!
And leave.
Wear all black and be Johnny Cash.
No.
And then you would be like a country Christmas because he's country music.
Again, we didn't establish this from before. A fat Johnny Cash.
Not for Christmas. I mean, not for Halloween, for Christmas.
So what? Fat is allowed during Christmas? Maybe if I'm Santa.
You should be Santa.
No.
No. Holy Santa Claus shit.
Ho, ho, no.
And then you could add little, like, that's actually the number one worst costume for a girl.
What?
Slutty Santa.
That's the number one worst costume?
Yeah, apparently. I don't agree with that. I saw some pretty bad girls' Halloween costumes this year.
Yeah, I don't. I think there's worse than that out
there. I agree, but they did some poll, and like...
I bet they did. Those hoes.
And on the poll, it said number one was Santa, sexy Santa.
Country Christmas party. I can't get...
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's stupid, isn't it?
It is dumb.
Who comes up with that?
Her boss. I guess her boss's wife. Her boss's wife.
Does she work there?
Who?
Her boss's wife?
Sort of. Oh, like, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to give away all the fucking...
Are they having it in a house?
Or? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's not... And it's
is that a house also?
Yeah, but it's not really technically a normal house. It's a fucking mansion.
Oh, okay. Well, giddy up.
Like I said, I'm going to rob the fucking place.
Goes the Lone Ranger.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to black out a tooth, grow goat... Fucking have long, scraggly hair with a fucking trucker hat. That's country to me now.
Have cans of Coors Light in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, what am I gonna... I should be... What's his fucking fade? Get her done.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Take the sleeves off your
phone. Larry the fucking
Cable
asshole.
The asshole.
Go with cut off flannel.
Get her done. That's right, I said. Huh?
Go with a cut off flannel. Arms cut off.
Hairy arms hanging out.
Underarm bush peeking out. Ugh, that's horrible. Not only do you have to fucking... You have the pressure of hanging out with work friends or work people, and then you have the pressure of finding something to wear for a Christmas party.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
It is. It sucks. It really does suck.
Yeah, like, I can understand a Halloween party having to wear a costume, but a Christmas party? Come on, that's just stupid.
Well, it doesn't really have to be a costume. I mean...
Well, it's something you wouldn't normally
wear. But see, here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. I'm dealing with people that are into country style, whatever, music. And so these people that are going, besides me, probably do have cowboy boots. Probably do have cowboy hats or whatever else that would be considered to be a country costume or whatever outfit. And I don't, because I'm not into that shit.
Right.
You know? So I'm like, again, I'm always like the lone man out. It's unreal. And this is in, you know, it's not like we're in fucking Texas either. This is fucking Delaware, for fuck's sake. It's not really country, you know?
No.
Should go as Kenny Powers.
I'm fucking in and you're fucking out.
Jew York.
That's just bullshit. No way.
Yeah, it's stupid. But again, got to show up, got to do my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sucks for her because, you know, New Year's, it's going to be a naked party.
Do you get to plan New Year's?
What's that?
Do you get to plan New
Year's? No, it's not about who plans what. It's just like, it doesn't matter what her fucking friends do. If they plan something, we have to be a part of it because she's got to be a part of it. Like,
okay.
In the spring, they always do a spring bar crawl,
and
it's like, all right, I get sucked into that, and it's like, all right, I'm going to do that. And it's always a mess every year because one or two people get fucking batshit crazy drunk, out of control, and somehow I'm involved, where it like it's like falls on me. Like, last year, you know, her friend, who actually is a mutual friend, I knew her before I knew my girl, her boyfriend at the time, he was... fucking drunk, like passed out drunk, and I'm fucking dragging this guy like six blocks.
Dragging across your face.
Scratching old balls. Yeah, it was a pain in the ass, you know. And it's like, I'm a guy. It's like my job, as opposed to like the girls. They just
no.
What I'm saying is,
it's your job.
No. What I'm saying is, as a gender,
that motherfucker in a cab,
Chris. I'm talking in a gender
sense.
Well
said, Chris.
No, I'm not talking about, like, me personally. I'm saying in a gender sense. The girls don't carry around guys when they're drunk. It's always guys carrying around girls or guys carrying around other guys. It's never the girls. And I'm like, hey, this is your man. You take him.
Yeah, I don't know why you get involved in that.
And because they were arguing, she left him. And I'm like, and I was fine with it. I'm like, okay. And I was leaving, and then I was asked by one of the other parties there, can you hang around with him until he, you know, sobers up? I'm like, that could be Tuesday. It's fucking Saturday. You know, like, he's fucking hammered,
fuck
you know?
That.
And it's just like, you know, that shit's fucking irritating to me.
No shit. I don't know why you get involved in it.
Exactly. And, I mean, and you know what? And here's my thing. From now on, this is what I'm doing. If from now on, when shit like this happens, I'm inviting my friends. That way,
you want to get even anyway.
I'll get so fucking drunk that I throw up all over everybody. I'll make a complete asshole out of myself.
That's not why I want to invite my friends. I'm saying,
you want to get even
I
with
just
them?
Break away
me.
And be like, you hang out with your friends. I'll go hang out with my friends.
Well,
my
why
friends
don't you ever there. Invite your friends? Do you not want your
because
worlds
it's,
to collide?
No, it has nothing to do with that because it's not fair for them to bring them down. Because you think it might be fun, but it's never fun.
Why?
I can't really go into it.
Okay.
I'll just get in trouble. So
no worries.
But a lot of drama. Let's
Putas.
Put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah. Maricons. Those fucking
on Saturday
pigs.
When we hang out, I won't start any fights.
No, but I don't want you lapping my girlfriend's twat either. I'm just kidding. Hey.
Oh.
I say we take a quick break.
I'm down.
Anyone down?
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah,
play
yeah.
some
okay.
music.
Yeah.
Unless you want to.
No.
Talk about Halloween.
No,
sing.
Sure.
No,
this
no.
is
yeah.
Halloween.
I'm not.
Halloween.
Marco and the People Part 2.
Why are we taking a break?
Oh. Quick break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
If you're in the market for a great set of earbuds, go to tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio, the latest in headphone engineering and design. These extremely durable, noise-reducing earbuds are optimal for music and talking on the go. Tweaked Audio offers these earbuds in a variety of 7 different styles and colors to suit anyone, from bikers to businessmen. You can also choose between mic'd for talking on your cell or non-mic'd for a great music experience. Tweaked Audio earbuds are compatible with all MP3 players, all Apple, and all Android devices. Tweaked Audio has partnered up with Riotcast and the Jersey Jerks to give our great fans a limited-time special offer. Type in the promo code JERKS at checkout and receive 33% off the retail price. That's one-third off these already reasonably priced earbuds. And that's not all. By typing the promo code JERKS, you also receive free shipping. Tweaked Audio earbuds also come with a lifetime limited warranty. Go check out our friends at tweakedaudio.com. Tweaked Audio sounds better.
Great, great speakers. Great. Great speakers. Great speakers.
We're back. I couldn't do the Marco and his people.
No?
I'll have something ready just in case, though.
You should. It's not like that was the worst segment ever.
It was close. Right behind
Haitian Idol. That was terrible. In retrospect, that was absolutely
and that
terrible.
And that shit was planned.
Yeah. Yeah, that was horrible.
We always go back to that.
You know, November 17th, man, is our 4-year anniversary.
God damn.
Can you believe it? 4 years we've been doing this shit?
4 years!
4 years!
What the fuck?
I think we'll do another best of show.
I think for our anniversary, we should stop.
There's a plan. Didn't think about it that way, but all right.
Oh,
yeah, anybody listening, if you guys have some favorite clips, email us. Let us know which ones you want us to play. We do for our 4-year anniversary show in November.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah. It'll be fun. I don't know if you guys heard about this. You guys see this kid on YouTube? He's 4 years old, and he can recite the entire ending speech of Few Good Men between Jack Nicholson's part.
I heard about this.
You heard about this?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play the clip real quick. This kid's unbelievable. At 4 years old, and he knows it word for fucking word.
That's so crazy.
Okay.
You don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled to them.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can handle the truth. That we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have great responsibility that you could possibly fathom. You reach for Santiago and curse the reeds. You have the logic. You have the logic of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death was tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence was grotesque and comprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about it.
He's in a bathtub, obviously.
I'm like, what's his passion?
Me beyond that wall. We use words like honor, coercion. We use these words as the backbone of a life that's defending senses. And use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sweeps under the blanket of the very speed of me I provide. And now questions the manner in which I provide it. I have rather you just said thank you and went on your way. I suggest you pick up a wax and stand on me. Either way, I don't give a damn.
Colonel Chester, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
Now that kid, 4 years old, he's obviously not reading a fucking cue card.
No, he's in a tub.
Not that his mom's holding up any fucking notes or anything, but I think that was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Chris was mouthing the whole fucking scene.
He was.
I don't even know the whole fucking scene. Like, I couldn't even get through it.
He must really like that movie.
Well, here's the funny thing. It's his dad who, that's his favorite movie. So apparently his dad watches it all the time when that kid's around.
It's a good movie to watch with kids.
Yeah.
4 year old.
Well, you know, luckily it wasn't Django Unchained. That could have been a totally different clip.
What kind of Molignans are these?
Oh my gosh.
I have
Colonel Chester, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
That kid's fucking brilliant.
That's crazy.
I hope
that's
my
so
fucking
awesome.
Kid can do some shit like that. It'd be so entertaining.
That's
to have
the
that.
Second kid that I liked.
Who's the first kid?
This
the one
baby.
You didn't have?
No, this baby on the internet that can do the
one
Heimlich
that you aborted?
Remove.
Huh?
Jesus. Did you fart again, too? All
right. No.
No, there's this baby on the internet that can do the Heimlich maneuver. It's amazing. Or no, CPR. CPR. A baby. It's like...
Yeah, I gotcha.
So that's my first kid that I liked. And now this kid I like. Two kids.
Okay.
That's all.
Now, here's my thing. This four-year-old kid obviously has overheard this and probably watched this movie
probably
way more than he's supposed to.
Yeah, that he has it memorized, yeah.
But the fact that he has it memorized, that's a two-minute fucking scene, and he's got it down.
And there's some big words in there.
Yeah, inclination.
Fathom.
I mean, right. It's like this kid, you know, meanwhile, I don't know if you guys ever seen the actual clip, but the kid's like picking his nose halfway through the whole clip. And he's almost falling over in the tub, and there's like, you know, there's like almost a cock shot at one point because he's in the tub. And it's like, it's really hard to watch. It's better to listen
Penis.
To it. It's better to listen to it. But, yeah, man, it's I was like, holy shit, this kid's fucking brilliant.
You're goddamn right he is.
Now, of course, that's the part they don't... I'm sure she probably taped that, too, but didn't, you know, add it on the YouTube clip. But that's fucking...
That's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if now this kid, this family, did a string of videos with him
like
doing...
I would like
to see him do the true romance scene between Walken and Dennis Hopper.
I would like to see him do Seven.
Yes.
Seven, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or even Walken and the kid in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, that would be good, too. You know, this watch. Like, that
Birthright.
Would be... Yeah, no slope. Or, like, even though I was joking around, it'd be kind of funny if this kid did a Django Unchained, too.
That would be hilarious.
He could do Samuel L. Jackson's part. Yeah.
You gonna let this nigga stay in the house? But, yeah, I mean, I thought, you know, I was, like, really impressed. Like, I don't remember kids being that smart at 4 years old. I know I wasn't.
Some are, I assume.
No, I don't think that's, like, a normal thing for kids to be able to memorize something that
long. That's a good
fucking
memory. I mean, normally, when you're four, you memorize, like, red.
You could tell just from being able to memorize that kid's pretty fucking intelligent for his age. I just feel like his parents are going to fuck that up big time.
Most likely.
Although, I mean, shit, he could be an actor at this point. He can already fucking study a script and remember it.
He's probably gotten offers already.
Yeah, he's going to be in the next fucking Star Wars movie.
Someone in the chat room says the kid's smarter than Missy.
Yes, he has a good memory.
He has that luxury.
He does.
Missy Dum-Dum style.
He has that luxury. You have that luxury.
We should get the kid to do the intro to the show.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yes, Joe. He writes, that kid can do that, but Missy can't get the ads right.
Damn, I just turned into Missy.
Thanks.
Kick Missy in the balls, Alex.
Right?
You're not allowed to make fun of me. Only these guys are. Nice try.
You haven't earned that right.
Yeah.
You don't have that luxury.
Missy's not stupid. She just has trouble thinking.
Imagination.
Man, I was like...
That's crazy. That's just... I mean, either he's got a good memory or they just replayed that scene over and over.
Funny thing is while you're watching this video, this kid is, like, bouncing around in the tub. He's, like, looking at other things.
Like he has ADD.
Yeah, but the whole time he's almost, like, autistic, you know? It's possible. Well, he's not, but I'm saying...
How do you know?
You could just tell he's not. I mean, he's not, like... zoned out or
you said he was picking his nose through half of it, right?
Right, but autistic kids aren't gonna fucking if they pick their nose, they'll pick their nose like three times in a row and you know, whatever. Maybe bang their head against the tub, I don't know. But this
he's not retarded.
Hi, Chris.
I don't have the time or the inclination.
And that's the thing. Like, he's, like, playing with his toys, and he's just, you know, saying it, and I'm like...
He's like Rain Man.
Rain Boy.
Rain Boy. Bath Boy.
Bath Boy. I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I was looking all over the internet to see if there was anybody else who did something similar, and nothing.
No kids did that?
Nothing. No.
4 years old. That's pretty awesome.
Nothing. I mean, it was just...
Do you know anything about him? Do you know where he's from or anything?
No, I have no idea. Okay. Nor do I care, but...
I was just wondering.
I'm just saying, yeah. I don't know anything about... All I know is that this kid's a fucking prodigy when it comes to reciting movies. Like, he's the kind of kid that'd be... He'd be popular if he was, like, in a theater class, you know? Because he would know everything, and everybody would, like, listen to him recite, yo, do that movie scene, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm just like... But, again, I'm a little like concerned with the parents though, having them watch that kind of movie at that age. Not that movie.
Look what it did to him.
That really bad. Like, it's not really that bad of a movie. I mean, it could have been worse. Could be like Friday the 13th or something fucked up. But
yeah, but at least that's like fantasy. Like, what is it? A Few Good Men.
Few Good Men. Yeah,
that's like almost like that's too much reality for a 4 year old.
Yeah, like I don't think I bet you that kid doesn't even comprehend what the movie's about. Yeah, he probably just heard it so many times. That maybe his dad's autistic. He has to watch it a billion times.
Or maybe his dad, like,
they probably taught it to him.
Is his dad like a military guy?
I have no idea. Yeah. They didn't interview anybody. They just have that one clip. It's a 2 minute clip of that kid.
So that must be like relatively new.
Yeah, it's like beginning of the month or something like that. But I thought that was
fucking great. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. There was another video clip that I thought was funny. It was this kid. He's a horrible student. This is an English kid. Terrible student. Apparently his dad was trying so hard to help his son get a better grade. He was failing every test. And it was like do or die for him. And he actually got like a C- or something on the test.
Awesome.
So before he told his dad, he set up a video camera. And he called his dad in the room to tell him just to get his reaction. And do you have it? Do you have that clip?
Oh, it's,
commercial's got to fucking play.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. So this, you got to hear the dad. You got to hear the dad's reaction.
Yeah, it's math. Yeah, yeah. My story one. It's pretty cool.
Dad's reaction.
They're British, so.
Yeah. I need to come in here.
Oh my god!
Yeah, I just got something. I just got something from the school.
Hello.
I need to come look at it.
Yeah, stuttering fuck.
Hello, governor.
It's really important.
It doesn't even matter what the kid says. You just got to hear the dad's reaction.
The dad's reaction's great.
You think he won the lottery? The way he acts.
He's so cute to watch.
Why couldn't you have me, come in. Let's read that.
I so
young in
there. Is that real?
Yes.
Is that real?
Yes.
My God!
Stupid motherfucker, you know that? Oh, shut the fuck up!
This is great.
Oh my god!
It's almost like Ricky Gervais.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being that excited because your kid's so below average?
Stupid. He's like literally like breaking down.
He's crying right now.
How old's the kid?
Seventh grade, I think they said.
Yes, not even. Yeah. Like, and he didn't get like an A.
He got a C.
He got like a C.
Yeah, but he was going to like fail, I think.
Out of the class, yeah.
So you don't need to take it anymore. You haven't made a mistake, guys. No, you did so little work.
He doubts it. He's like doing the triple takes on it, making sure it's
nice. So the kid was going to fail out of the class. Probably studied his balls off, just and he got a fucking C. Retard, stupid ass motherfucker. They should fail that fucking kid. He's retarded.
We should.
Where was it you graduated from again? University of Duh.
Oh man. I mean, I wasn't a good student when I was a kid either. It wasn't that bad. But for me, it was a fucking nightmare having my father and my mother because they would beat the piss out of me until I got shit right.
Fuck you, Dad!
They really would. Like every time I'd bring a test home and they didn't fucking care for the score or whatever, they would make me do that like material over again until I knew it. I'm like, what's the
again?
Point? Yeah.
That's her Brooks.
Her Brooks. Except
again.
Italian.
Again.
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 Babbity boopy.
Do it again. Like, he would. He would literally, like, slap the shit out of me if I didn't do something good in school. Like, he would just be mad. You know, he's like, I don't want my son being fucking stupid. Too late. But, you know, he would get really angry. Like, one time, I was telling you guys outside, you know, he made me write my fucking name in cursive because my cursive was so sloppy. He made me write my full name like 1,000 times until I got it. And I never got it right.
Did you go to Catholic school?
Yeah. And he would, like, he literally, like, slap me if he didn't like it. And I'm just like, what the fuck? You know, like...
Can you write in cursive well now?
I can. Because sometimes when I'm signing my name on something, I'll actually have...
Damn, that looks good.
Well, no. I'll think back and I'll be like, I'm looking around the corner to see if my dad's going around with an open hand. Come here, you.
Scarred for life.
Yeah. But my mom was the same way. She would like yell at me and I'm just like... Oh. I got a lot of pressure from them when I was young.
How old were you when this was
going
on? I
was young. I was like second, third grade and up.
Why were you failing that young?
I wasn't failing. I wasn't failing.
Oh, they just
no, I was actually a thin kid at the time.
Things weren't up to par?
They just didn't... They wanted me to do exceptional. Right. And it was like, you know, I'd get like a C or a D in some things, and they just... Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
Did this go out through your whole life? like until you were.
Well, school? I mean, at some point, I could kick the shit out of them.
Well,
so
I mean,
it stopped
in high
at some
school and stuff.
No, in high school, they were disappointed like they are now. But, but I mean, they, you know, at some point, you got to stop with the physicalities because one. My mom could break her own bones trying to hit me. I mean, she's got osteoporosis. She'll shatter like peanut brittle if she tries to hit me. You know, and my dad, he's like a foot shorter than me. I can, you know, I could easily put him through two or three layers of drywall if he tried anything.
Did you do well in school?
No. No, I was never there. Remember that scam?
Which
with
one?
With the excuse slips?
Oh, yeah.
Took a stack of excuse slips like this, grabbed the fucking the stamp of the principal's name, took it into art class, and took an eraser. And I carved with an X-Acto knife, I carved out the exact same signature, put the fucking stamp back, and I would just get an ink pad. And I would stamp all the excuse slips. So I was like, I'd miss like a third of the fucking year.
Yep. Where's Spot? Not on the bus.
Yeah. I must be taking off today. I was cutting school. I was getting high.
Why didn't you just stamp all of them with the normal stamp instead of making one?
What? Because stamp I had to put it back. Because they'll get another one. They'll change it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They'll change it completely. They'll add some. So actually it happened before. They had just the principal's signature. I don't know if someone stole it, but I think they lost it. So what they did was they got another one with the signature, but now there was a little star at the end of it. So I was like, I know that if this disappears, they're going to get something different. And if the teacher see it without that new fucking symbol on it or whatever, it's no good. So I just put it right back. It was easy. I had access to the desk it was in. I was like, perfect. I was selling that shit.
You're always on the
dude.
Front of the
I was
principal's
selling
office.
That shit. Selling. I was not. I was there like two times, and it wasn't even for that.
You never got caught with that.
No. 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 I just ran out of slips one day, and then that was it. I couldn't get any more.
Had to show up,
but. Yeah, that was the other thing. I had to start taking tests that I missed. I mean, I had to play a lot of catch-up. But I was selling that shit. I was making money. People were asking me for excuse slips. And I'd be like, all right, $5.
That's
making
awesome.
$5 a pop, man. I was a little entrepreneur.
Two for five.
Yeah, two for five. But, yeah, I just didn't want to be there, you know? Like, there were days where you just wanted to go and hang out, you know, drink or smoke or whatever. Or even just
cocaine.
Stay home. No, it wasn't freebasing, Missy.
My school wasn't
a trailer.
I read this thing on how to freebase.
Of course you did.
How to freebase pancakes.
Pancakes?
I'm sorry.
Like you cook a pancake, you mix it and make a pancake, and then cook it on a spoon, and you make these tiny pancakes like crack. It's funny.
That's such a white trash thing to do.
I want to tell.
That's such
funny.
A white trash thing to do.
It's funny.
Did your parents get all happy when you came back from wood shop with a fucking D?
I got all good grades in school.
Kite making class?
Technology
yes.
class.
Technology. I did very well.
That's a nice kite, honey.
Did they, like, pay someone to make it look like a school? Because some of the classes you talk about sound like they never existed.
Triton had weird-ass electives. These were like electives.
I went to conductor class today. We get to learn about trains and choo-choos and cabooses.
They did their math on construction paper.
Oh, my God. I went to a real high school.
I don't believe it.
Did they have their own wing for people like you?
No, I was not stupid. Or gifted or
gifted.
Special, I meant.
You're special.
I was not. I was very average in high school.
Ooh.
Hi.
Hey-o. Oh, man. That's so funny. Technology class. I still fucking laugh about that sometimes.
You're probably going to name a wing.
When I hear technology, that's what I think of, and I'm just like... And then I think of that stupid picture I made of you with the kite and the fucking science lab.
You got to think technology wasn't that advanced in 1996.
It really wasn't.
They had kites!
Chris, they've had kites
for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
100 years.
Where is the technology in kite making?
It was supposed to teach something, but I don't remember what.
The fuck is it teaching?
I don't remember.
See, you are just over the line of mental retardation.
How to cut along a dotted line?
No, it wasn't about the actual making of the kite. It was about the flying of the kite, okay. Which was the importance behind
it. Oh, yeah, because flying a kite does what?
It was
technology-wise.
I forget. I don't remember.
Did it have anything to do with Ben Franklin and electricity?
That's the only thing I could think
no.
of.
No, it didn't. I think it had to do with physics somehow.
They just lost a little red ball that all the retards watch bounce around.
I got
to figure out something for these retards.
Do you
want to
know something that is fucked up? When I was in that class, I was in with mostly honor students. Mostly honor students took that.
I know. Right. You're right. I don't believe it.
I don't buy it.
It was an elective that you could choose.
It wasn't an actual school. It was like
fuck you, science.
It was in like one of those side trailers. You know, that's not actually in a school.
It's, yeah. It's where they keep the files. Yeah. She was like, what's his name? Milton in Office Space.
In the basement.
Yeah. My red stapler.
Just give me back my stapler. Burn the place down.
They don't inject you with science when you're born.
I do remember that I learned how to scan things in that class. So.
Scan.
Learn how to scan things?
Yeah, onto a computer. Well, I was like amazed
go.
By it.
There that is go. Amazing.
That's yeah. technology.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't take like computer labs or anything because I didn't understand computers.
Jeff, I don't understand you computers.
I didn't like
Jeff
them.
Jeff the Know-It-All says it has something to do with aerodynamics. Does that
I
ring
think
a bell?
That sounds right because we were graded more, like we were graded on presentation and everything like that, but we were graded more on whoever went the farthest.
This thing is an idiot.
What do you mean? What do you mean with
presentation?
No offense, but you don't exactly know what you're talking about.
I was there. The biggest amount of the grade was for how far it flew.
Right, the biggest amount of the grade was how far it flew.
You remember your kite? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was a pumpkin.
It was a pumpkin. How'd you make it?
Because I made it. Out of
I made out of rolling paper,
tissue paper, and popsicles.
What?
And a crack
made it
baggie.
Out of tissue papers and popsicles.
And it worked?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I put a weight on it, a little weight, a little bell. What? It went far. Got stuck in a tree. No one else's did.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because the Triton's yard was so big. It was huge. It was a football field, and it got stuck in a fucking tree.
Do you think Triton denies that she ever went to that school?
I think probably. If we go to Triton, they're not going to have a record of her.
They yeah. gave me my record when I left.
Yeah, they here, take it.
They did. I know.
I'd like to see your records.
I burned them.
You burned them?
Yeah.
Why?
I burned them on.
Who burns their records?
Man.
And why are we calling them records?
I don't know.
My file.
Why did you
what
burn
are you,
your
a
GED?
Fucking alien?
What?
You have the
Why
file
did you
in
burn
girl.
Your GED?
I didn't get a GED. I graduated high school, douche.
You dumb motherfucker!
Why'd you burn them?
I didn't want them. I didn't want them, so I burned
it's
them.
It's not about you wanting them. You have to have them.
You still got your diploma?
Well, she knew at age 3 she wasn't going to college. Don't need them. But we could get some heat for one night.
It wasn't like my transcripts. It was like all the times I was in detention and like things like that.
Your personnel file.
Yeah, it was not. It was like the normal file that all the students had. It wasn't like my transcripts or anything like that. Well, yeah, it wasn't. It was nothing.
How do you get
important.
A hold of that? You're not supposed to have that.
The teacher's assistant gave it to me.
You blow him?
Was a woman?
Did you lick her?
No.
Did you muff dive her?
No, she was an old lady.
Little scissor action?
Ew.
God, shut up.
Cooter to cooter action?
I don't even want to think about that.
A vaginal vibration?
Ew. Shut up.
She's visibly disgusted by you.
Mm, but she's the one fucking...
Never an old lady.
Scissor. Oh, come on.
Marco, what? You've done an old lady
no,
before
I've
I have.
No, I've done an old lady. No. Nope. What are you doing?
Making sure the candle burns evenly.
Making sure the candle is blocking the view.
Oh, is it?
No, it's good.
Okay.
There you go.
Simply Fall.
Were you a good student when you were a kid?
I got average grades, I guess. Like B's.
Did your parents ever hound you on getting better?
When I was in 7th grade.
Why?
Because I wasn't good at math.
So what they do? They punish you, or they try to help you, or what? They get you a tutor?
No, they punished me.
Really? What'd they do?
I would get grounded for like months at a time.
They took away your cocaine.
They would just ground me for months at a time and be like, you can't do anything until you get better. So when I was in seventh grade, I don't remember the exact amount, but I did like for each like, and I'm kind of confused by the numbers, but I'm going to, this is the only thing that makes sense. For every 7 pages of extra credit that you got, that you did, equaled 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like 400 things of extra credit paper so that I could get my grade up.
Really?
Yeah. I went like insane because I was like, I couldn't pass tests in math at all. So I would do these extra credit things and then I would just, and it's funny too, and this is kind of fucked up, but there was only like, I don't think the teacher realized that there was only like between 20 and 25 pages and the rest were just duplicates.
Mm-hmm.
So I just did a shitload of the same stuff over and over and over again and just made sure I stapled them so that they looked different. And that's how I got an A in math in seventh grade.
Jesus. So your teachers were stupid.
My teachers were dumb.
Sharp as a fucking cue ball.
No one.
But I learned more in middle school than I learned in high school, I would say. Like by a long shot.
What do you mean?
I didn't learn anything in high school. You guys are
listening to
me.
Nothing in technology class?
I mean, like, I have memories and
stories.
You're a
fucking disgrace.
But I didn't learn anything. I don't think so.
Stupid woman.
I've learned more since I've been out of school than in school.
How did they punish you?
Like, what'd you learn out of school?
I don't know.
Give me something that you learned out of school that you can apply to everyday life.
How to roll a blunt.
Like, I know math better now because when I got out of school, everyday math
mm-hmm.
is like, makes more sense than all this shit
stamps
that you learn.
Stamps are 46 cents. This
yeah, but like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, I kind of learned shit on my own. I don't know.
Mm.
When I was a senior, I learned stuff because I learned a lot of real world things that I was going to have to apply to reality.
Like what?
If I have $200 on my WIC card and cigarettes are $5.50 a pack.
Wow.
Wow. Fucking baby.
Jesus Christ. That's a hell of a consumer math problem right there, boy. Marco's head's gonna explode. Look at him. He's as red as his fucking shirt.
Missy's got no reaction.
I didn't think it was funny.
That's the best.
Yeah.
It's a combination of your no reaction.
Yeah. Like, I get why it's supposed to be funny. I do.
Well,
it's just not because it's me. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, well, I That's should right. laugh, but I can't because I'm blaspheming Jesus myself.
Well, why don't you cry about it?
Or that.
I could be
2 seconds from leaving. I'm like, I don't know how to react to this. I was literally staring at the camera like, I don't know what to do.
Help me,
I'm like,
she's like, looking at the camera. Help me.
And you can't do a pity laugh because everybody will know it's a pity laugh.
No, and you can
Although
see, and people
shit.
Can see my face, and I was like, literally, Chris said it, and I was like, okay.
They're saying you're going to make her cry again.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm not going to cry.
Oh, please stop it. Like, that's the first white trash joke we ever made. You shut up. Stop being a fucking baby.
I'm not being a baby. I didn't know how to react.
Fucking
Do I look
baby.
Like I'm crying?
The hell was that?
Marco does that sometimes.
I know. Marco makes some funny noises when he lives.
He stinks up the joint.
Oh, holy shit.
God, that was funny.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
All right, let's get back on track here. What the fuck? Are we all good now?
We're good.
We all good?
Everybody Marco's right? Like as red as his hoodie.
That's. Was there an echo in here?
I said did you
like
say that?
Well, yeah, you were probably stunned.
Yeah, you were pouting.
You were like.
I was not pouting.
You were like a deer in headlights earlier when I said it because you were like. You were laughing at the joke. Them two were fucking dying. Like, look at Marco's head explode.
Oh,
his face is as red as his fucking sweater.
Oh, man. Shit.
I didn't think it was funny, Missy.
I didn't laugh.
No, I didn't. I smiled. I was like, Jesus Christ. The fuck?
It's okay. It was funny, but it's not funny because it's me.
Is it not funny because at one point you did actually do that math?
No, I've never had a WIC card. I know what it is, but I've never had one. And I don't think you can buy cigarettes on a WIC card.
It's their debit card now. You can use it for anything.
I have no
idea.
It's
not like the old.
They're actually paying people in that now for like jobs.
No, I think they scan now. You have to. You can't. I think they're. You go by UPC codes. And like if they scan a sit box cigarettes, they're not going to, or a pack of cigarettes, they're not going to allow you to get.
No, oh, really?
What I'm saying is now jobs are actually paying people in WIC cards.
Oh, really?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, like I actually had to deliver them to a Foot Locker.
What?
It was in a bad neighborhood. No shop there. But it was.
Their paychecks are on WIC cards?
Yeah, you can choose to get your paycheck on your WIC card.
Oh.
So they'll send you one.
Yeah.
Like a. So sad.
What's sad about it?
Well, they're earning their money.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with somebody working and getting government assistance. It's the people who don't work
that
getting
annoy
the fuck out of me.
But getting it on the same thing? I feel like you don't make a lot of money if you're doing that.
Well, if you're working at Foot Locker.
Yeah, but if you work like 40 hours at a Foot Locker, it's probably not that bad. I don't know. I never worked at Foot Locker.
I'm just
probably
saying.
Minimum
I'm
wage.
Just saying that's now a...
Minimum
you know,
wage is
a payment option for them, like a check option for them. Is they can
it's
get
like direct deposit
card.
For somebody
it's
without
exactly
a bank
what it
account.
Is. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm delivering WIC cards to fucking, you know, Center City. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like at the fucking law firms and shit, you know?
Damn, that's... I don't know. That's a sin.
Mr. Peabody, your WIC card came in today.
Mr. Peabody.
Nah, it's more, you know... A little more low key.
A moving yarn.
Yeah, or that.
Charcoal briquette. Ketchup.
Objection! Extremely racist!
It was, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, they don't do. They don't do like live checks for the most part anymore. You know?
Live?
Yeah, like they don't give you checks anymore. They either
put like it's moving. Yeah. It's crawling across the table.
You got to catch it, if not your beak.
Come back here, check.
It's like a chicken. It's like Rocky the chicken.
Well, if they got paid in chickens, that would make a lot of sense. To-
That was racist.
That was a bit.
Reach for the sky, honky!
Just having fun.
I thought Wic was not money, but
which
I thought
religion. That's Wicca.
I thought it was things were free for you if you had a Wic card, like cereal and bread and eggs and milk. I thought that if you had a Wic
gum
card,
and cheese,
government cheese, big government. Velveeta. I thought those things were free, and that's why you had that card. I didn't know.
It might have been like that.
I didn't know they gave you money.
Idea.
Okay.
I have no idea how it works. I don't even think it's called WIC anymore.
No.
Like, if you go to, like, Wawa and you swipe your card, it has debit, credit, or I think it says EBC,
mm-hmm.
and that's the fucking food stamp version.
Oh, my God.
Well, I still see, like, on the shelves, it'll say WIC accepted, like, next to the products.
Right. EBC. Yeah. What is that? Ebonics card?
Jeez.
Uh-oh. I'm getting the G's from the NAACP.
Yeah,
you know what's funny? You make my jokes that much more racist when you have that reaction. Like, God, jeez. Oh, man. It's like, just having fun.
That's the, I got to prove to everybody I'm not racist.
Yes. I have
by
to come across black friends.
Yes.
But in the same breath, make a racist joke.
Yeah, I mean, when the mics are off, you're like, you're a grand dragon fucking in this David fucking joint.
What's a grand dragon?
Like a leader of the KKK. Mics off? Okay, good. Those fucking...
Swirly Jews.
Those nigga fucking horse, they play that music so loud.
To quote a famous troublemaker, I have a dream.
That's probably one of my favorite Family Guy bites you have.
Jeez.
See? There it is. Jeez.
Jeez.
Made it worse. Yeah, I don't know why they're getting the cards, you know. I don't know why they have to get a new card. Like, why don't they just keep the same card and it just get deposited, you know? But they're actually getting like these new
cards.
Yeah,
that's kind of stupid.
I think it's because you know, if you get your card stolen, it takes a while for you to get a new one.
Right.
So I think if they just get issued a new card for a payday, I think it's like, you know, once it's empty or once it's done.
But what do you do with the card when you have like
but
$4
that's
left?
What I don't understand. Like, you walk around like poker chips.
Right. You can't like swipe it like a gift card where it's just going to take off. It's like a credit card.
Right.
That's just fucking stupid.
Oh, can't somebody poor call the show and just tell us what it is?
Can anybody poor?
Someone from the ghetto call in and just let us know?
Apparently it's the government put money on it in addition to their own paycheck. So they're getting money that the government gives them each month or whatever it is they get paid, and then their working money goes on there also.
Can somebody explain to me why the demographic that usually has these cards, they always have nice sneakers and nice wheels but shitty cars and shitty clothes? Like, just explain it. Just give me the logic. Tell me. I'm missing out.
I mean, if you want to go stereotypically,
well, I'm not talking stereotype. I'm talking people I see, people I know,
because they do illegal things to get money usually.
But why is it like? For instance, there's this one guy who like lives with his mom, and his mom is, she's got like six or five other kids, but he's an adult. Those kids are young. It's a hell of a discrepancy in age.
Okay,
but he's got this fucking shitty Toyota. And he's got, like, $2,000 rims on it. Like, what's the point of that?
Ghetto fabulousness?
Oh, because they're not going to...
I don't understand it, though. What's...
I know, but they're not going to be able to get the car to... You know, they're not going to be able to get that Mercedes. So, they're going to have $2,000.
So,
what are you? Why would you spend it on the fucking wheels? Like, that whole idea of if you tie a ribbon around shit, it's still shit.
Yeah.
It applies there, too.
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing, like... Does that work? See, I don't know because I'm not from that community. So does that work? Can you pick up women with hot rims?
I mean, that kind of woman.
But even, like, I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Because it shows that you have, like, some type of money.
No, you don't.
But, like, it shows more than the guy with the camera.
It shows that you're
rims.
Pathetic.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
I mean... I don't know.
But think of the kind of girls the guy with that kind of car is getting. You know?
Like Shanae?
Like, he's not getting quality girls. He's getting...
Hood rats.
Kind of, probably. I mean, I would assume
gangsta
so.
Bitch. Because yeah, motherfucker, yeah.
What are you talking about? What are you, bitch?
Yeah.
Because if he's, like, materialistic, even ghetto materialistic, he's going to attract a ghetto materialistic woman.
Right.
So he's not going to.
But is that really so much materialistic, buying nice rims for your shitty car?
It's kind of, yeah.
It's kind of like a fake ass.
But if you're never going to be able to afford the
car
you want.
Well, that's not true. You take that $2,000, you put it away and save it towards a new car.
Nah, fuck all that.
You want to drive a 1981 Toyota Tercel with fucking $2,000 rims on it?
Fuck no.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah,
like, would you rather have a newer car
and get
than
a
have that
car.
Option? You may have to wait. I think it's just impatience.
Yeah, because you're not guaranteed a paycheck when you're hustling on the corner every fucking night.
Well, see, that's just fucking racist.
Jesus.
Well, it's like why it's important to employers if you've gone to college. because they want to see if you can like stick with something and move with it. It's
the same thing. I'm sorry, I must have like checked out for 1 second.
Like, you know how employers always look to see if you've been to college because they want to see if you've like stuck through. And
they want to see if you're white.
Jesus.
They look more.
He went to college. No, they look, he's white.
They look more at.
Oh,
how
wait
long
a minute. Is this brown? Is this Grambling?
So go on.
They look more at how long you've been at jobs.
Yeah, but like. But I'm assuming this person is like younger.
Not really.
Everybody plans for the future, especially when you're younger. You just you have money.
Especially when you're
younger.
Especially when your average life expectancy is like 27. Hey man, neighborhoods are bad. I'm just saying.
Bang banga, skid skid, nigga.
It's bad. It's bad.
I remember driving down, and I still see it to this day, down Walnut Street, going back to West Philly. And you see Mercedes, BMW, Acura, Lexus, and parked in front of these fucking beat up, dilapidated houses. I think the stereotype is black people like their cars, just like they like their sneakers and their, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they'd rather pay that $500 a month rather than that $1,500 a month for a nice neighborhood, you know, a home in a nice neighborhood. You know,
I'm in that area a lot, so I know what you're talking about. But at the same time, like, I also notice the jalopy cars with the nice wheels, rims, nice tires, nice, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's just, it's kind of like this question mark just pops out of my head, like, why? Wouldn't you use that money for something better?
I mean, I would think so, but...
Like, here's my favorite. The Crown Vic.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
With the big fucking wheels on it.
Yeah.
That is the gayest shit ever. Seriously.
That's like a status symbol, I think.
Yeah, but that's my point. Yeah. What is the status symbol? Like, what is that a symbol of? Is that power?
Being a douchebag.
Well, that's exactly what it is. It's like, you're a douchebag.
Yeah,
and that's money though. Having a Crown Vic that's not even in that good of shape with big ass fucking what do you think they are, like 20s?
They're got to be 20s.
At least, if not more.
Is a Crown Vic still a Crown Vic, especially to them?
There's not exactly a good car. Crown.
Yeah, but it's good in the ghetto.
With those big fucking rims,
it's more
on it.
Bulletproof than the rest of them.
I mean, now they just love that car, ghetto people. Of all ethnicities.
I see it all the time. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But that's, you know, you see them on the highway. You see them in the street, like, you know, in this.
Oh, my God,
space.
There's this one by my work all the time, and it's pink. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more souped up, though.
I just think it's, I don't know, it's kind of a waste of money. I think the money could go towards something more useful or towards saving it for something nicer.
Child support.
Fucking racist.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, man, dude.
I think it's douchey to put, you know, $3,000 rims on an $800 car, but fuck it. If you got the money and that's what you want to do, do it. Who cares?
Right, but I mean, at the same time, though, it's really fucking stupid.
Oh, it's so dumb, but teaches them.
You can't stand on both sides of that. You got to pick one or the other. It's either to each their own, them, or it's stupid.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, like at the end of the day, it's like, cool, I can take a picture of this and send it to my friend.
Right, it works
you
for
know?
You.
And it's like,
it
wow, look at this fun car.
Her Instagram's buzzing because of shit like this. I just don't, you know, it's always been, I'm fascinated by it, but at the same time, I'm like, kind of like, why, dude, why?
I hear you, but like, how many times have, you know, you went out to a bar and dropped like $200-$300. That's a waste of money for one fucking night.
It's been
a
long time since I've done that, man.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. I'm cheap. I'm fucking planning my shit out before I go out and be like, all right,
get $40. This to your head, you Jew motherfucker.
Might as well call me Fopstein because that's exactly how I act now when I go out.
But seriously, I mean, we've all went out and wasted a shitload of money before.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know, kind
of. But when you're an adult, though, like when you're, you know, a little past that age of going out having fun and not caring about shit. That's what I don't understand. I'm talking about like 30-year-old men.
How old is your friend?
He's mid-30s. I even said something to him. I was like, I don't get it, dude.
Explain Did he explain it to you?
Not really.
He still has a young mentality?
Not really. He just, he like joked with me. He's like, it's a black thing. And I was like, all right, but explain me the black thing. I don't get it.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Exactly. It was Obama.
Harry.
Yeah, I was just like, dude, I don't get it. Because he, you know, I'll pull up in the morning, and then he'll pull up. And it's usually like every other morning we'll like pull up together. And I see him, and I'm like, yo, what's up, man? And I had to ask him. I was like, I don't get it. Why the car and the fucking expense? Your rims are worth more than your car. And he's like, I don't know, man. I like them. And I was like, I get that. It's obvious you like them. But like, why would you put them on that car? Why wouldn't you just use that money to get a nicer car?
Maybe he got the rims for really cheap, too. Because sometimes people get really expensive rims for really
cheap.
Spent
18-something on them.
$1,800?
18 and change on his rims.
It's about,
which he said was a good deal. Cause
that sounds like a good deal.
So obviously he got them hot.
Yeah, he definitely got them hot.
Yeah.
Because are they 20 inches?
They're like fucking
That's a great
high.
They spinning.
They don't spin, do they?
They have the little piece in the middle,
in the middle
spins.
That spins, okay.
And I'm just like, dude, it's
I thought rims went
See,
out of
that
style,
I don't
so.
Like. The ones with the little piece in
it
the middle that spins.
It doesn't matter what they look like. They're all stupid.
That's like you can't afford the real one, so let me just get the little piece that spins. Stupid.
It doesn't. The whole thing in general does. I don't care. Like, I'm not even going to be selective about it. I just think it's gay all the way through. And gay, not in a faggot way. Just like gay, like as in like weird, lame. Queer, different.
I have
fucking quiz!
I have a friend that spent almost $100,000 on a car. And it's just a car. What? And I never
Well, wait a minute.
It.
Hold on a second. What's the status of this friend? They wealthy?
Yeah, I would say so.
Then it doesn't count. If you have that money and you can buy... Do they have a nice place?
Nice place, nigga.
Buy another one, you rich motherfucker.
Not a
Fuck
bad
couch,
place,
nigga.
But the house and the car don't match up. If that makes sense.
Why? The car costs more than the house?
No, but the car is much nicer than the house is. The house is nice, but it's not as nice as the car.
Seeing a car like that, you would expect to see a nicer house.
Yeah, you expect to see like a mansion.
Yeah.
What kind of car is it?
A Mercedes something.
What's the license plate number? What's the VIN number?
Where do you park it at?
I mean, it's a beautiful car, but I said to him, why the fuck?
Yeah, why would you spend that money?
And it
Pay
was
your
his...
mortgage off, then you're going to have all the fucking money in the world.
Yeah, tax breaks his... when you have a mortgage.
Yeah, it was
That's
his dream.
True. That is true.
It was dream was that his car. Yeah.
And see, I almost, and it's not a black or white thing, but I almost get that a little more because nobody dreams to have a Toyota Tercel with $2,000.
Does this person have like a wife and kids? So then why the need for a mansion? Go out and blow your fucking money on a car. Good for him.
Yeah.
He did it for pussy.
Of course.
All right.
Guys work.
He has
for
more
pussy.
Than one car.
What's his other car like?
He has two other Honda Civics.
Okay.
Jesus, two?
Yeah, and then BMW.
Mm. He's making fat stacks, yo.
And he's getting all the pussy. Bitch. And he's getting all the pussy.
He's getting all the pussy.
Yeah.
Mad Duckett's a mad pussy.
Yeah. He's a crazy one. But he's, you know, he was like one of my first boyfriends. Mm. We were like best friends.
The only one that's not dead?
Yeah, he's the only one. He's like one of my best friends.
We dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, there's shit.
That's actually one of the reasons we broke up.
You went from sugar to shit, didn't you?
I don't like
that. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about after, immediately after.
But he was into cars. And when I dated him back in like high school, he had a fucking 95 Honda Civic hatchback with like 12 inch Pep Boy rims. Like, it was all about like taking like the car that you could afford and then like ghettoing
it
up as much
big
as you
muffler,
could.
The big muffler.
But, yeah, like it was so ridiculous. Mm. And, but you know, he grew up and he got bigger and better. Mm.
He was in a car club called Street Designs or some shit like
Street
that.
Vipers.
Yeah. With
he
a
was
Z
in,
at the end.
Yeah.
You are just douchey to the core.
Yeah, really.
He
absolutely.
Had like the Viper fucking like security system. Like,
so gay.
Viper, stand back.
So
Viper, stand back.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
It really is. It's
but then he
douchey.
Wound up doing it for a living and making a shitload of money, and now look at him.
Yeah. Right.
But that was when he was a kid. He grew up. You grow out of it.
Capitalize on his love.
Your friend may not, since you said he's in his mid-30s, and he's, like, grown. So.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and he makes good money, and he's been at that company for a while. He makes really good money, and, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but he lives the stereotypical life. He's got, you know, he's got two kids that don't live with him. He has to pay child support. He's got a really nasty apartment, apparently, in the ghetto.
That sucks.
One of the worst parts of Philly. And
does he not want to move?
When you're paying child support for two kids, you probably can't afford to move.
Well, and that's kind of the thing. It's just like, I don't understand, like, you know, how does this make up for... How does those rims make up for it?
I guess it's the little things.
Like, I would rather be low-key, you know? Like, I don't want to make anything presentable to be stolen
right.
from
yeah.
a vehicle, especially if I live in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, because that shit could end up on
I'll be honest with you. My girl lives in a neighborhood that's, like, you know, half okay and half not. And she's, like, on the border of both. So shit happens around her fucking place all the time. And I'm always nervous leaving my car out there because you never know. There's always cops in the
everywhere.
Fucking neighborhood showing up because...
That's good.
Well, no, because some shit's going down. They show up after the fact. So, you know...
Come prevent shit.
Right, yeah. But, you know, I don't drive an expensive car, but I don't want it broken into.
No.
It's a fucking hassle. Well, yeah, replace the window, you know, whatever issues. Replace whatever they steal. It's more of a hassle. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
or just take the car and you got to deal with fucking insurance.
Yeah, but then you're fucked for a couple of days. You got to go rent a car.
Right.
It's
just fucking inconvenience.
You know?
I'm
going to go rent a fucking Crown Vic with 20-inch rims on it.
I don't want it.
The worst part about that is you know your insurance will go up after you make that claim,
fucking
too.
Fucking right.
Such horse shit.
Yeah. There's this other guy at work. He drives a brand new fucking Camaro. Like, not top of the line, not the ZL1 or whatever fuck that is. That's like a $70,000 Camaro. It's like the one underneath. It's like $48,000 or something, right?
SS.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's all fucking chromed out. It's all black, but it's got like, on the back it says Camaro in chrome. It's a nice fucking car. But... Apparently, for years before he got this car, he was driving a fucking, like, 81 Civic for, like, 20 years.
That's awesome.
Drove it into the ground?
That's exactly what he did. He drove it into the ground. He had it paid off for years, saving all that money. I mean, he's married. He has kids. You know, he's got a home. But he just kept the car till it finally just fucking died and it wasn't worth fixing anymore. And then he went out and got... Like a dream car, not a hot rod, whatever.
Good for him.
Right. And I'm just like, that's smart, you know? And he's white. So I'm just saying, like, see how different the thought processes are?
Yeah.
You know, and it's
I think
like,
it's environment. I think a lot of people aren't product of their environment.
But it's not just environment, though. Like, a lot
I think
of people.
I don't
know. Why is that smart? Because he drove his car into the ground. If you make some money. You want to buy nice shit, you should go out and do it. You don't have to just drive it into the fucking ground.
But he saved his money and he got himself a nice car. And on top of that, all the money he saved by not getting a new car sooner, they put it into, you know, renovations
and
the house.
Okay, so he drove a piece of shit for 20 years and then he finally got the car he wanted. But he could have been driving a decent car.
He could have, but I mean, he didn't go the route of putting fucking $2,000 rims on his Civic. Is what I'm saying. Like, you know,
I think if you got the money and you want to buy yourself some nice shit, fucking do it.
I don't know. I just think.
Hence what he wound up doing anyway.
I think it's just douchey. It's just a douchey thing to do. Like, you're not impressing anybody by putting those nice wheels.
Well, yeah, your rims should never cost more than a fucking car.
But that's my fucking point. Like,
but
why do
if
that
that's
shit?
That's what you want to do. Do it. Who gives a shit?
You know?
No, I don't get why people buy expensive cars.
2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. Cruising through the hood.
Not anymore. Not me, anyway. You had two zeros at the end of that, too. That's how fast I'm going through the hood. Whipping around corners and shit. It's funny, too, because like where it says no turn on red, I'm going.
I do the same thing.
Shit.
In Camden, I never stop.
Same here. Me and my girl went to the fucking aquarium a couple weekends ago, and it was broad daylight. No big deal. One red light. The only red light we hit getting to the aquarium. And then all of a sudden, four dudes, two on each side, start walking towards the car. Like towards, not in the walking lane in front of us.
Yeah.
They start angling towards. I fucking blew right past. I was like, nah, not even waiting for this shit.
No, I don't stop.
It's funny. It's like
I'll do it in front of a cop.
Isn't it funny? Because once you get to the aquarium, like the big fucking, it's like a, you know, like a big.
Yeah, there's a fucking apartment complex down there. Yeah, I heard that too.
It's a big fucking gated like area, you know, security. Whatever. And it's like when you get there, it's like home base. You're like safe. You know what I mean?
It's like, we're good.
Yeah, it's nothing. You don't have to worry about nothing. It's like being on the other side of the wall, and then you know you're safe. And on the other side, it's like all the walkers. You know, it's like being safe from. It's crazy because it's just, I don't know, it's amazing. There should be some rap music playing behind that. Oh man,
that's funny because it is nice down there, down that part of King. I can't believe I'm saying that, but it is nice. You got the restaurant down there. They got
a lot of money put into that area, man. A lot of money.
They were supposed to build something where they tore down the prison, too, but they're slacking on that, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's because
they were going
to
put
they're going to need to
condos.
Build an addition soon.
They were going to put up condos, and then they were like that.
They did build condos at some
point. Victory.
Yeah.
Victor's right
they're
there.
So fucking nice.
And they're so expensive.
Mm-hmm. They're not that bad.
I heard that they're, well, you know what?
$1,200 for a two-bedroom.
When they first came out, they were expensive.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Yeah, they lowered the price because nobody
beautiful.
Was buying.
Hey, when you say Camden, you're like, oh, fuck
that. No, and even though it is, like, that nice part of Camden.
That's right still, near the water, isn't
you
it?
You still got to get to it.
That's
through
why.
The bad part of Camden.
That's why. It's right near the water. They can just jump in and no one's going to follow.
It's right across from the aquarium.
Yeah, and the stadium.
And the stadium and Twitter.
And Rutgers, one of the Rutgers Camden Field is right there, too.
That's bad.
It's not that bad. It's all right.
It's bad.
But they have to knock down a prison because the rats are the size of fucking cats in there.
I've seen them.
Yeah,
they're
I've been
enormous.
In there.
Yeah. It's really? Disgusting. Yeah, it's
New
insane.
New York's got some bad ones.
I've never seen a New York rat.
Yeah, the tail's like a fucking, it's like 4 feet long.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oof, my own.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
All right, everybody, thanks for listening to the Jersey Jerks. We will be off next week. Happy Halloween.
Are we? Do you want to think about it?
I mean, you seem like you don't want to do it.
Oh, I don't care. I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
We'll chat.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, because I don't have plans.
I don't give a fuck.
If we don't do a show, I'll probably just go over my girl's house.
I don't care. Okay.
So
we'll figure it out. We'll work it out.
And then when we're here, if we do come here, we could just piss and shit all over Chris's sheets.
I don't give a fuck.
Torture.
I'll change the lock this week. Fuck you guys.
Smoke all his weed.
Yeah. I will hide that.
We'll
I know you.
He'll take it with him.
We'll send them to you while you're at work.
It's close to midnight.
Fuck you.
Sing it, miss.
I know.
You know the words?
Alt.
No. Cause
alt.
This is Thriller.
Alt.
Thriller. Dance.
Alt. Alt. Alt.
Alright, so we're out of here. We may or may not be back next week. We're not sure. And don't forget to go and download the Riotcast app and download all the other shows and love them.
Where's the Vincent Price laugh?
Come on. Chris, can you do it? I feel like you can do it.
Come on.
The Vincent Price laugh.
I don't think so.
Fabio? Is that Homer?
Yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, see ya.
En voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing callers?
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days
he's
gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope. Christ.